podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh and the WPIL 5A Football Championship. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you defending champion and number 3 seed Peters Township Indians taking on the number 1 seed Pine Richland Rams. Great to have you along tonight as we wrap up our coverage of a pair of WPIL championship games and the PIAA 4A quarterfinal. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg along with Jack Sacco here in the booth, Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Last Friday night in the 5A semifinals, Peters Township got a huge kickoff return after an Upper St. Clair field goal, and the Indians' defense made it stand for a 7-3 win over the Panthers, avenging a midseason loss. Pine Richland, meanwhile, returned an early interception 40 yards for a touchdown, stifled a Bethel Park offense that averaged more than 40 points a game, and got 200-plus yards on the ground and a pair of touchdowns from Mac Miller in a 28-7 win to return to the finals for a third straight year and seventh time in 8 seasons. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by Bud Bear GMC, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray, by Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Peters Township, FaganSupply.com, and by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage tonight of the 5A WPIL Championship also brought to you in part by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. And by Visit Wheeling, WV.com. Wheeling is waiting for you. Coach's Corner with our colleague Bruce Sokolik coming your way in a few minutes, but first we'll take a look at the results of today's other WPIL championship games, as well as a PIAA quarterfinal score for WPIL champions Central Catholic and Thomas Jefferson. That's coming your way when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. We're getting set for the fourth and final game today here at Acrisure Stadium. Earlier today, Fort Cherry beat Clairton 21-20 to win back-to-back WPIL 1A championships. Fort Cherry will take on District 9 champion Port Allegheny next week in the state semifinals. The 2A game, the quickest game so far today, South Park 21, Seton LaSalle 14. South Park's first WPIL championship since 2005, their third all-time. They'll take on the winner of tonight's matchup between District 6 champion Cambria Heights and District 9 champion Central Clarion. The 3A title game that wrapped up just about 20 minutes or so ago, won by the 2-seed Avonworth Antelopes, their third WPIL championship and second since 2019. Avonworth blanked Central Valley 17-0. Avonworth will take on Penn Cambria, the District 6 champion, in next week's state semifinals. Last night in the PIAA 6A quarters, it was WPIL champion Central Catholic over State College 41-19. Central Catholic Vikings will take on District 3 champion Harrisburg in the 6A state semifinals. And this afternoon, a game that we had for you on the WJPA Sports Network in the 4A quarterfinals, Thomas Jefferson 35, Clearfield nothing. TJ will meet District 3 champion Lampeter Strasburg next weekend in the 4A state semifinals. This matchup tonight, Pine Richland looking for their seventh WPIL championship. Peters Township looking for their second. We'll get into all of that stuff in just a little bit. Bruce Sokolik standing by with both head coaches. Up first, Pine Richland's John LaDawn, then Peters Township's TJ Plack. We'll go to Coach's Corner when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
Bud Baer. Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show as we get set for this 5A WPIAL championship game at Acrisure Stadium. Joining us now on the pregame is Pine Richland head coach John LaDawn. Coach, first of all, congratulations on another great season and making it back to the WPIAL championship game.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just excited for the opportunity.
So I have to ask you, does this ever get old? If I read this correctly, third straight trip, and I believe seventh in 8 years. I mean, does this ever get old?
It's a different crop of kids every year, and different opportunities exist, but the expectation is to always be competing for a championship.
So last week, the semifinal win against Bethel Park, I want to talk a little bit about your team on both sides of the football. Let's start with your defense. Outstanding. Tell me about your defensive approach and philosophy, and what your defense was able to do in that win last week.
Yeah, we knew Bethel Park liked to, you know, go up top and get big splash plays, so we wanted to take Petrus away over the top, so we had guys under and over him. And then we challenged our defensive line. You know, the running back was coming in the game with 2,000-plus yards, so we challenged them all week to establish the line of scrimmage.
And obviously they did that. Now, your defense, is it veteran-laden? Is it senior-laden? Or do you have some underclassmen in there?
It's a nice mix. We got guys, playing with 3 years of experience, played in 3 championship games, and then we got newer guys. This is their first time there. So our leadership definitely shows the younger guys the way, but younger guys are making plays as well.
If we shift to the other side of the football, Mac Miller, he rushed for over 200 yards in that game. And tell me about him and talk to me about your offense overall.
Again, it starts up front with our offensive line there. Mac will give all the credit to his offensive lineman, but they're doing a great job of getting on blocks and staying on blocks and opening up holes for him. And all Mac can do is hold on to the ball.
Your quarterback, just a sophomore, if I understand it, I guess a few weeks back, I guess he had a bit of an injury. He's recovered from that, I take it. Is he 100% now?
Yeah, he's 100% healthy coming into this game. He was healthy last week, but we didn't need him to do too much for us. So, he just handed the ball off, but we'll be looking for him to make plays for us this week.
So let's turn to today's game, a rematch of last year's championship game. You touched on this when I asked you about your team. You said, every year is different. It's a different bunch of kids. So is there any type of, if you will, revenge here being talked about amongst your team? Or, again, this year is different than last year?
Yeah, it's a different year for us. We've never used that word in our locker room. That's more of a media type thing, revenge. We got different names this year that we're expecting to make plays. So, two teams that were back in the championship again this year from last year, not very familiar with each other. We haven't played each other too much. So just excited for the opportunity to compete.
Now, you talked about what you had to do to limit the big players for Bethel Park last week. Well, you get Nolan DeLucia, a junior quarterback who's one of the top players in the WPIAL at quarterback for Peters Township. They have Nick McCullough, who had a big 97-yard kickoff return in their win against Upper St. Clair in the semifinals. Talk to me about what you need to do against Peters Township's offense specifically.
Thank you. Have a good one. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. I was just saying, going up against the Peters Township team with a veteran quarterback, although he's just a junior, he's put up big numbers. And you have Nick McCullough, a player who had a 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown last week, and he's been a weapon for the Indians all season. Do you have the same approach as what you did against Bethel Park last week, I guess?
Yeah, we got to focus on the players that are making the plays for them and try to minimize big games for them. Quarterback, he beat us up pretty bad last year. Different group of receivers this year. But 24 definitely could take the top off at any time. So emphasis all week has been not letting them guys get behind us.
Is there a specific key? Is there one thing you must do to walk out of Acrisure Stadium with the WPIO championship?
Yeah, I think, again, the game's going to be one up front. We got to protect our quarterback and get pressure on their quarterback. So looking for our offense and defensive linemen to have big games today.
And just lastly, before I let you go, some rain today on the grass. Does that change anything? Do you tinker with anything because of weather elements, grass field, anything like that?
Yeah, I think that is going to provide some challenges as we get later in the day today after 3 or 4 games. Let a couple players go out and get some different cleats. Hopefully it provides some traction. But, for a team that likes to run the ball, maybe not as much of a concern. It does maybe make offensive play calling a little different to go downfield.
Very good. Head coach John LaDon of Pine Richland. Coach, first of all, again, thank you for all your time. I appreciate it. And obviously, best of luck tonight in the championship game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That is John LaDon. We'll have more on the pregame show coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
See CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Welcome back to pregame coverage of the 5A WPIAL Championship game as the Peters Township Indians take on the Pine Richland Rams. Joining us now is Peters Township head coach TJ Plack. And first of all, coach, congratulations. First of all, on another fantastic season, but also making it back to the championship game and a chance to defend your title.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And that's, and it's our first trip here to Acrisure Stadium. We've been at Norwin and NA a couple times. So, I know the kids are excited to get out here and not only play here, but like you said, defend the title.
Being the defending champion, though, all season, I mean, you pretty much had a target on your back. You got everyone's best shot. Was that difficult, or was that a good thing to prepare you for today?
It's definitely, that what does not kill you makes you better, makes you stronger. We kind of knew that. We kind of felt that way last year, in last year's season, especially in our conference. Just going into it, I know Bethel Park was loaded, Upper Sling, Claire was loaded. They were very senior Latin team. We are not. We got everyone's best shot, especially these really good teams that we have in our conference and in 5A. So making it to this point has been special. It's been a different journey than it was last year, but it has been special, and we are prepared to fight tonight.
So I want to go back to Friday night's win against Upper St. Clair. Obviously quite a defensive performance, and special teams certainly were huge in that game, referring, of course, to Nick McCullough and a 97-yard kickoff return. Take me back to that game and your thoughts on it.
We knew what type of battle we were going to be in for. Upper St. Clair does a great job both sides of the ball. They limit possessions with their offensive style, draining and running the clock. They're hoping to get 3-4 big plays, and their defense is so stout as well. And with us, our defense travels well. Travel, defense, and run game. So we kind of got in a situation there where we turned the ball over twice, and that's part of the reason we lost the first one. And they were tip balls, and it wasn't the quarterback's fault or anything. We were just in the position, 7-3. Nick did a great job, Nick McCullough, returning the kickoff. In the second half, our defense has a motto. If they don't score, they don't win. We're winning 7-3. They followed through, and they did such a great job offensively. We just started draining the clock, which is something we normally don't do. But we were able to establish a couple first downs, move the ball, change field position, and run a bunch of time off the clock as well. So it was really it was a different game than we're accustomed to, but we know we have the defense and the ability to run the ball just enough when we need to.
I want to expand, if we can, just a little bit. We're talking about Nick McCullough. When you talk Peters Township's offense, obviously a lot of focus goes to Nolan DeLucia, who's just an outstanding quarterback, and his numbers speak for themselves. But talk to me about Nick McCullough and what he means to this team.
He's one of the most special players and playmakers that I've had an opportunity to be around. He's he's pushing, going to have a 1,000-yard receiving year, which I don't think I've ever had a receiver hit that milestone. Had a couple in the 900s, but no one ever to get 1,000 yards. Obviously, the couple playoff games help out. But he's a guy that you just try to get the ball to as much as possible. Pine has a quarterback that is dynamic, and every time he takes out, he leaves the pocket, I hold my breath. And I think that's the same thing that opposing coaches get with Nick. He's quick, he's fast, he's agile, and he's got the ability take it the distance, whether we hand him off the ball or we're throwing a screen pass or deep ball or kick or punt return. So he's a special young man, and just fortunate enough to have him.
You know, a few weeks back prior to a game, you and I talked about getting Franco Muscatello back after injury, and you mentioned how important that was. Well, he was another player Friday night against St. Clair that, I mean, he really jumped off the field and caught your eye. Talk to me about him.
He's excited to play. You know, he missed our whole conference gamut in a couple games before that. So he's excited to be back out there. He definitely wanted to play against Upper St. Clair. But, you know, he's a kid not only on defense. I mean, he just played lights out, did a great job. And they've got a very good offensive line. But offensively for us, putting him back at our left tackle allows us to move our tackle to where he's supposed to be, a guard. He's so much a better guard than he is a left tackle. So we get better times, too, up front offensively these last couple weeks. And I think you see, I guess, a good Bethel Park team. We ran the ball probably more than we've ever had this year against a good Penn Trapper team. We ran the ball very well. And against St. Clair, we ran just enough. So we pass protection. But he brings so much to our team as a leader, as a captain, as a motivational guy. He's the guy that talks in a huddle, and he's also the guy that anchors our defensive front as well as an offensive front. So to get him back has been tremendous.
All right, so now it's a rematch with Pine Richland in tonight's WPIAL title game. I take it you're not surprised to see them again.
No, not at all, not at all. John does such a great job over there at Pine. You know, just the community, the school, the type of kid they get reminds me of, you know, these South Hill schools, Bethel, Peters, Upper St. Clair. But John's done a great job, Eric before him, of getting their teams to this level and forward. So not surprised at all. They've got they established themselves up front on both sides of the ball, and you know they are fast. They've got a lot of guys in the secondary and on the outside, playmakers, and they're physical. So they have all the makings of a team that should be playing in the championship game.
You know, it's a rematch, TJ, but are these two teams the same as they were in the title game last year? Obviously new faces on both sides, but how different is this year to last year?
I mean, I think the coaching staff and the programs have the same philosophy. They're built on physicality. They're built on defense. Our offenses are very similar in ways as well. So it's very similar. I hope the game goes the same as it did last year, but I'm not naive, and I know it is going to be a battle tonight. And I mean, there's some new parts. We were deep last year. Our guys played one way. This year, you know, a lot of our guys played both ways and on special teams. And you see the same from them as well. I mean, you know, their roster's not that large either. So it's the same numbers over and over again on both sides of the ball. Most of our offensive linemen just play offensive line. I think that's the same for them. They have two guys that come over and play D-line. But, you know, you'll see the same skill guys out there at wide receiver, defensive back, and so forth. But, I just think last year both teams were a little bit deeper. This year, you're just as tough, just as well-coached, and just as physical.
And finally, how do you win this game? How do you make it back-to-back WPIAO championships?
We've got to be the more physical team, and that's it. You know, our motto is, you know, kill or be killed. That's the point we're at in our season now. Some people say win or go play basketball or wrestle, but it truly is our season's on the line right here, and we've got to be more physical than them. We've got to capitalize, and we got to make plays.
All right, TJ Plack, the head coach of the Peters Township Indians. Coach, obviously, thanks for everything this season. Best of luck here tonight in that title game.
I appreciate you. Thanks so much. It's always good to talk.
We'll have more from the WPIAL Championships at Acrisure Stadium after this on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Big thank you to Bruce Sokolic and to both head coaches for joining us on our pregame show. The fifth playoff meeting between Peters Township and Pine Richland, all of them since Y2K. Peters Township won the coin toss. The Indians have deferred their option to the second half and will kick off. Pine Richland will receive Tanner Cunningham, who has a kickoff return touchdown this year, is back alone to receive, but it is a short kickoff. It'll be taken at the 30-yard line by second-line guys for the Pine Richland Rams. It's Braden Lenz, and Lenz is going to be tackled right around the 35-yard line thereabouts, where they will start first and 10.
If Peters isn't going to kick to the return man for Pine Richland, we're probably not going to see a lot of returns today. I would be really surprised if the Rams opt to punt or opt to kick to Nick McCullough, who's just been outstanding.
Aaron Strader has a hand in 20 touchdowns this year, takes the snap and hands it off. Running play coming up the middle, and good burst for a moment, but then that all comes to a stop. Running play going straight ahead. Of course, Mac Miller, the ball carrier. Set the starters for Pine Richland. Jackson Bojanic Hubble at the one tackle. Braden Price at the other. John Curran and Josh Nindle at the guards. And Roman Chiacco at the center. Quarterback, of course, Aaron Strader. Second down, and we'll call it 7. And a running play to the left side and up over the 40-yard line to about the 42. That run for about 4. And Muscatello in on that stop. The Rams do not huddle, but they also aren't going quick. Now kind of huddling up, at least most of them anyway, 8 guys in the huddle. Ball to the 42-yard line. Miller carries for 3 and 4. He's run the ball over 200 times on the season. Strader on the option will pitch it back. Miller strung out. And he's going to get shoved out of bounds right around the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be no gain on the play. 4th down and about 3.
Yeah, nowhere to go right there for Miller once he got the ball. Well played by the Peters Township defense. Good job keeping Miller contained inside and reading that option well.
Punt formation. Indians will get the ball for the first time. And Nick McCullough back to receive this Grant Argiro punt, averaging 38.5 yards per kick. No pressure, and now late pressure comes, and it's a short kick. The Indians got to get away from it. And boy, what a great play there by the up man to field the ball. And boy, really a dangerous situation. Blocking downfield for Peters Township was Darius McMillan, and that ball hit him, and then he grabbed it.
He had his back turned. It hit him as he was turning, and he had the wherewithal to poke out the hand and just reel it in, a heads-up play. McMillan was not expecting that ball to come his way.
Peters Township will take over at its own 25-yard line. 33 yards on the Argiro punt. So 3 and out for the number one seed Rams. DeLucia from the shotgun takes the snap, hands it off, and there's nowhere to run. Nobody fooled by that, and the carry for Nick Corey stopped immediately. No gain.
That's one thing to note about this Peters team is not the best run game. Corey comes into the game averaging 4 yards per tote. You know, that's not the most efficient number you'll see.
Second and 10, two receivers wide to the right side, and tight end Mickey Vaccarello in a slot position to the right. Single wide out left, Lucas Schoenefeldt. Second down and 10. DeLucia on the keep. Got up over the 25, but only a gain of a couple there. So third down and long for Peters Township.
And eventually, at some point, you know, you're going to see Peters, I'm sure, resort to heaving it around. Obviously, we're only two plays in, but I have to imagine that all eyes are going to be on number 24.
Well, they've thrown the ball 250 times this year. DeLucia with a play fake, steps up in the pocket, keeps the play alive, rolls, now resets, has a man wide open. Ball is caught at the 50-yard line, and a tackle made in Pine Richland territory. Getting free to make the grab is Jeremy Paletti.
That's a great play from DeLucia. He gets flushed out, has to evade some tacklers, keeps his eyes downfield just as you think he's about to tuck it and run, and delivers a perfect ball to Paletti.
30-yard pickup, 15th catch of the year for Paletti. First and 10 at the Pine Richland 43-yard line. And now false start going to be called against the Indians.
Offense, number 72, 5-yard penalty, first
down. Unlike earlier games, we get the ID. Max Coates called for the false start. We probably would have gotten there as we watched the replay there and see the right guard beat the snap.
You know, I couldn't even tell watching it live, but I knew who it was going to be on because as everyone else popped up, Max Coates stayed down in position.
Hand off and nowhere to run. Unable to get out of the backfield. Loss of a couple for Corey.
Yeah, in the mix there was DeJour Webb getting in there. Also, the first pressure and an initial pressure was Josh Smith, who has some very, very impressive numbers on the season.
Well, after getting the 30-yard pass play, Indians give up 5 on a penalty and now 2 on a run. And so it's second and 17 right at the midfield stripe. Zach Stromach and Franco Muscatello at the tackles, Brady O'Connor and Max Coates at the guards, and Alex Klein at center. DeLucia pulls it down. A little shoulder shimmy. Going to get forward for 5. Make it 8. Make it 10 yards. And knock down at the 40-yard line. Nice scramble run there for DeLucia.
Yeah, DeLucia was trying to read that pattern to the right, but he gets flushed left. And right there, it looked like the play was designed to go right, so he just really made a quick decision to tuck that and run, didn't really think about it. Ends up working out for him and setting up a third and manageable.
Third and 7 now. Schoenefeldt goes wide to the right side to set up twins each way. Wide left is Paletti, who has the only reception so far today. Quarterback draw. Weaving his way through. DeLucia's going to get 6, but not 7. It's 4th and 1.
Yeah, this is an automatic go right here on 4th and 1. I like that play design. You set it up with the quarterback draw. Now this is a money. Of course, this is money down. I mean, with Peters Township's struggles running the ball on the season and in, so far in this opening drive, I'm intrigued to see if something creative gets called here.
DeLucia at the 2nd and 17 goes 10 and 6 back-to-back. Now 4th down and 1. Corey with DeLucia. 5-man front. DeLucia flushed out. Sets and throws down the middle. Pass off the mark. Incomplete. Intended for McCullough. And the ball goes over on down. Scoreless first quarter. 6:58 to play. Opening period back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Calusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Calusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Calusi.com. Calusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Enjoy Thanksgiving week fun in Wheeling. Wednesday night, celebrate Thanksgiving Eve at Capitol Theater with the Party Gras Tour 2.0 featuring Brett Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Thanksgiving Day, be part of the first ever turkey trot, a 1K kids walk at 8:30 and a 5K run at 9 to benefit Wheeling Parks and Recreation. And the Ogilby Lodge is serving a traditional Thanksgiving dinner from noon till 4. Reservations required. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Winner of this ball game will play Bishop McDevitt, the District 3 champion, 48-14 winner over Exeter Township. That game will be next weekend. Site, time, all of that to be determined. Pine Richland's second possession. The Rams take over at their own 34-yard line. Each of these teams with one loss mid-season. Peters Township losing 21-7 to Upper St. Clair. Pine Richland in week 9, 28-21 to 6A runner-up North Allegheny. Pine Richland first and 10 from the 34-yard line. Aaron Strader to take the shotgun snap has Mac Miller behind him. Hand it off to Miller, trying to come to the right side and tripped up. First contact in the backfield. Stayed on his feet enough to get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Yeah, right there against Miller. Just really good gap integrity. Everybody stayed in the right run fit. It forced him to try to bounce it out right and just nowhere to go.
Second down and 10, twins left, single receiver to the near side. Pine Richland moving left to right in this period. Strader claps, gets the snap, does a 360, wants to set and throw. Now in trouble, and he's just going to go down and take the sack loss back at the 26.
Good pressure. I thought there was some time for Strader to at least get rid of that ball. Took his eyes from downfield and just really just fell on it, basically. In the mix there was Shana Felt along with James Spratt.
Now third down and 17. They spot the sack at the 27-yard line. Strader, the 5'11 sophomore with 16 TD passes on the year. Handoff. Miller got a little seam on the left side up over the 35, the 40, but stopped several yards short of the first down sticks. It'll be fourth down and 3, Pine Richland at its own 41-yard line.
Yeah, right there, Peters Township goes blitz, and just not a great job at the line of scrimmage, keeping an eye on the running back. Fortunate, though, downfield at the second level, Indians able to make the tackle.
Yeah, Lucas Rost around the legs to keep that from becoming more than that. Darius McMillan up on top as well. Punt formation once again. Grant Argiro, 33-yard kick first time. And going to be a fake. Pass is short, incomplete. And I don't know that it would have been good for a first down anyway.
It was short.
Pass intended for Jalen Neals, and he went to his knees. And even if he catches it, I don't know. You know, he doesn't get the first down.
Yeah, that's the first thing with that play. The receiver has to know where to get to. You see that? That's an easy one, too. You need to get to the 45 or 44. Just go to the 45. It's a big, solid line. It's an easy landmark. But on the fake, it just doesn't work out.
Sam Heckert's pass short, and incomplete anyway. That pass was short. It was short of what would have been necessary to get there. So Peters takes over at the Pine 41-yard line. DeLucia, screen pass, caught, but tackle made immediately. Shanefelt is going to lose a yard on the completion.
Lots of traffic, a lot more traffic than you'd like to see on a screen. Well read right away from Sam Hecker.
Second down and 11 at the 42. Corey with DeLucia. Corey takes the delayed handoff and runs into trouble on the right side. Gets that yard lost back. But it's third down and 10 at the 41.
And not a lot of space right there. Corey opts to hit the first hole he sees. And even so, just meets Tyler Hayes right in the hole. Hayes was able to stop the momentum and allow for his teammates to come in and help clean it up.
Third and 10, Indians trying to take advantage of a great field position. Now they work a screen back the other way, and there's nobody to block. Pass is caught by Vaccarello, and he's going to lose 6 or 8 yards.
Yeah, Grant Pillar was over there, as was number 8. It's Dustin Edwards.
Indians, two guys out in front of that, both whiffed on block attempts. The line of scrimmage is the 48, so a loss of 7 and punt formation. Short punt. And it's going to hit, though, inside the 10 and roll down to about the 1 yard line where it's going to be touched down. And Reston Lehman gets a nice bounce. And Peters will pin Pine Richland back deep, shy of its own 5 yard line with 2:58 to play in a scoreless first quarter. And good work, as you see DeLucia getting down there, like
the
get off
the
ball.
The kicking team at the 4 yard line.
And able to down
first
it.
And 10, Pine Richland.
So, yeah, had to be careful though. He touched it and slid. It looked like he got close to the end zone with the ball, which that would have been a touchback, honestly. I was a little bit surprised at first watch that wasn't the case, but put it at the 4.
Lehman with a 44-yard punt, and DeLucia, Johnny on the spot to down it there. Now Strader standing in his own end zone, hands the ball off, and Miller able to work left side to pick up a yard, but knocked down there.
Yeah, Lucas Ross in there. I'd be surprised to see Pine Richland try to throw it here near their goal line with the pressure that Peters Township's been able to bring at Aaron Strader so far.
Strader with only 134 passes on the season. Second down and 9 from the 5, and there's a flag down. False start.
False start. Offense, number 11. Half the distance.
This one on the running back, Dane Wilden. Well, that'll take the ball back to the 2.5. Yeah, Wilden in that slot left position, and hands go right to the head like, what did I just do? Now we'll call it the 3. Second and about 11. Strader looking for somewhere to throw, trying to direct traffic, and now just going to throw the ball onto the bench. In the area was Jalen Neals, but that incomplete pass.
Yeah, you hold your breath whenever the quarterback has to hang on to the ball while standing in his own end zone. Strader doesn't like his first read, tries to get off of it. You just have to be careful hanging on to the ball in your end zone. It's, you know, you leave yourself open to a holding call that would lead to a safety. So fortunate for Strader, and a good decision to just toss it away when he was able to.
Great late pressure from Nick Corey. So now third down and 11 from the 3. Strader gets the snap, stands 8 yards deep, passes caught out at about the 5 yard or the 15-yard line, and it's going to be a first down. Just enough drive by Jay Timmons to move the sticks.
That's a really nice delivery from Strader. Has to work back towards the back of the end zone, but is still able to step into the throw and deliver a great ball to Timmons in the middle of the field.
12-yard pickup and a first down. Just under 2 minutes to play in our opening quarter. Scoreless initial first down of the game for Pine Richland. Comes on third and 11 from its own 3-yard line. Running play left side. Gain of about 3. Running that left side is Mac Miller, 5'8", 185-pound junior.
You mentioned, Bob, this isn't a team that throws the ball a ton, but the efficiency numbers for Strait are really impressive. 10.5 yards per pass attempt, 16-2 touchdown interception ratio. And those are just really impressive numbers. Take care of the football.
And out of a sophomore. Yep. Gain of 3 for Miller, 2nd and 7. So we hit 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Strader looking right, staring right, throwing right up the near sideline. Pass is caught out near midfield. Tackle made shortly thereafter, but the Rams dig out of the hole. Once again, it's Jay Timmons.
Timmons goes over to the top of the big play corner. McCullough, 24, gets caught with his eyes in the backfield. And Strader, with pressure up in his face, delivers a perfect ball down the sideline.
40-yard pass play to Timmons. The leading receiver in terms of both catches and yardage. 1st and 10 at the Peters 42. Miller takes another handoff, and he's taken down immediately by Lucas Rost.
Yeah, Peters' run defense has been impressive so far. We, of course, talked about the season that Mac Miller's had, but they've done a good job.
Rams are going to walk it off, let the clock wind down to end the first quarter. Peters Township nothing, Pine Richland nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud
Baer. Big pass play late in the first quarter changes the total offense numbers. Pine Richland with 70 yards total offense in the opening quarter, just 18 yards rushing, 52 yards passing. Strader has hit 2 of 3, 70 yards total. For Peters Township, 17 yards on the ground, most of that by Nolan DeLucia, and 22 yards passing on 3 completions. You got 30 yards on one pass and negative yardage on the other two, those 2 screen plays. A long delay here, actually a little longer than what we normally have there between quarters, so I'm not really sure what the situation was there, but great to have you along tonight on WJPA AM and FM in Washington. and on the WJPA Sports Network. Pine Richland, second down and 10 at the 42, pass near side. Block at the edge to get some more room on the catch by Tanner Cunningham. He's going to get to about the Peters Township 35-yard line, gain of 7.
Yeah, quick little bubble out to Cunningham. Well blocked. He picked up blocks from Elijah Wentz and Carson Campbell.
Catch for Cunningham. Good for 7. Third down and 3 at the Peters Township 35. Strader hands off to Miller, and Miller's going to get 2, 2.5, and actually they're going to spot him forward to the 32 and move the sticks.
Tough carry by Miller. Just get up inside, pick up the yards that are there. It was a well-defended play, the tackle by DeLucia, but he was able to pick it up.
Gran Argiro has a 54-yard field goal this year, so when you do the math, they're in field goal territory right now, at least season-long distance. Flag down, false start against Pine Richland again. Second time on this possession.
Defense, number 54, 5-yard penalty.
That one on the left tackle, Jackson Bojanic-Hubble. So two false start penalties on this possession. One was only 2 yards. This one a full 5. Mark off back out to the 37. Strader with Miller beside him. Strader, shoulder shimmy, now looks back into the middle of the field, rolls to his right, makes another little pump fake, and he's going to get forced to the boundary. Good work by the Indians to keep him strung out. And going to get credit to the 35-yard line, it looks like, gain of a couple.
And once again, credit to Strader. Just keeps his eyes downfield. Wanted to get a receiver on the left side on a double move, but it was well covered up by McCullough.
Second down, we'll call it 13 at the 35. Two receivers left, single receiver to the right. That single receiver to the right comes in motion, takes a flip. It's Jay Timmons. And Timmons has room, splits the D inside the 30, the 20, and goes down at about the 15.
That play was sprung by a tremendous block by Jackson Bojanic-Hubble. He just flattened his man. Not a good angle from the edge for Peters Township. That was Mickey Vaxarello. It leads to an explosive for Pine Richland.
Just the third run of the year for Jay Timmons and almost doubled his yardage. 21 yards on the carry. First and 10 at the Peters Township 14. Scoreless ball game. Mac Miller takes the handoff and he stumbles through a hole. Got tripped up by a guy, Nick Corey, who was on the ground and just got a hand up to trip him up.
Oh, and it looked like Miller, he plays up inside and hits the hole quick, which is how you want a running back, but right there, he goes right. He goes to the end zone, probably walking in, but still picks up a couple anyway.
4-yard pickup for Miller. Second and 6 at the 10. Blocking back, motions to the right side. Miller takes that handoff, hit off his own lineman, and still muscles his way forward to about the 8, gain of 2 more. Third down and about 4 upcoming. Scoreless ball game. 8:45 and counting remaining here in the first half.
I'd like to see Pine Richland be aggressive here. We talked about their abilities at the kicker position. But, you know, with that, you may choose to be more aggressive on third downs and try to get it in one piece rather than going for it in two downs.
Running play to Wilden, the blocking back, and he gets maybe a half yard, and now the wing officials are going to give him about that. So to about the 7.5, Wilden will get 1, and the kick unit comes on.
Yeah, right there, Wilden just never got off of Reston Lehman. Great play by the linebacker for Peters.
Just the 4th carry of the year for Wilden. Field goal attempt, Gran Argiro has hit 8 of 14 field goals. His spot will be the 14, 24-yard field goal, about 4 yards inside the near hash. Good snap and hold. Argiro puts the foot to it, and the kick is good. Pine Richland 3, Peters Township nothing. 7:36 to play. Opening half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-123. Or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, FaganSupply.com.
Rams go from their own 4-yard line officially, take about 7 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock, and finish off with a Grant Argiro 24-yard field goal to break the scoreless tie. Pine Richland up 3-0. 7:36 remaining in our first half. Argiro on the run-up and a deep kick. McCullough backs into the end zone, and you can't run it out from there. The ball crossed the goal line. It is an automatic touchback in high school.
Just a quick score update in the open doors extra point bowl. Westminster leads Marietta 19-13.
By the way, Penn West California winner today against East Stroudsburg 30-27. California will host next week. In the second round of the Super Regional, they'll be at home with Ashland, who upset Charleston. Peters Township down 3-0. Indians come to the line of scrimmage. Ball at the far hash mark in the enclosed end of the stadium. DeLucia gets the snap. Play fake, cross the middle. It's caught by McCullough. Put a foot in the ground and almost broke off of contact. Gets out across the 40-yard line. First down.
Braden Lenz was able to hang on, but I agree with you, Bob. It looked like McCullough was going to be able to break that tackle and maybe take it all the way, but a good job wrapping up from Lenz, making up for allowing the catch.
20-yard pickup and a first down, and that puts Nick McCullough over the 1,000-yard receiving mark for the season. Running play left side, and there is no running. Cole Newpaver snowed under, loses a couple of yards.
Josh Nindle was in there first to make the play. Also in there was DeJour Webb.
Loss of 2, back to the 38. First carry of the game for Newpaver. Second and 12, Indians behind the sticks. Behind on the scoreboard as well. DeLucia with two receivers to the right, now running back this way. Running play going back, and it's Newpaver knocked down again. And I'll tell you what, spending a lot of time in the Indians' backfield is Grant Piller.
Yeah, that was a great play by Piller. Just bursts right in, untouched into the backfield. It looked like a little bit of a miscommunication up front for Peters.
Newpaver did a nice job just to get back to the line of scrimmage, but now it brings up third down and 12 from the 38. Peters Township, 2 first downs. Now just under 6 minutes remaining, second quarter. DeLucia has a man open on the deep post. Ball fingertip grab inside the 25-yard line as Nick McCullough moves the sticks, and a injured Pine Richland defensive back, Elijah Wentz, slow to get up.
Out of the slot, McCullough wins his route, gets pretty much wide open. A good delivery from DeLucia gets it to him.
It's a 39-yard pickup and a first down at the 23.
Peters Township has had some serious talent at that position in these last few years, but Nick McCullough's been perhaps the most successful out of all of them.
First and 10, Peters Township at the 23. DeLucia lays it up for the end zone. Turnaround, make the catch, touchdown, Eli Prado.
Perfectly thrown ball, fade towards the back of the end zone. Well covered by Elijah Wentz, but just great body control and good ball skills. Late hands right there for Prado. It allowed for him to get that one really without having to worry about Wentz getting his hands up inside. It was just a great play. Great throw from DeLucia.
Fourth touchdown catch of the year for Prado. The 23rd TD pass thrown by Nolan DeLucia. Extra point attempt now, Anthony Maiello. And the snap gets over the head of the holder and in trouble, and the play goes nowhere. The conversion attempt fails. The Indians with a miscue on special teams. 5:15 to play, second quarter. Peters Township 6, Pine Richland 3. Kickoff when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Throughout the day today here at Acrisure Stadium, we have seen special teams issues. Punting, kickoffs, repeated kickoffs going out of bounds. Now a bad snap on a extra point attempt, so the Indians don't even get a chance for Maiello to put the foot to it, and the conversion attempt fails. 6-3, Peters Township leads. Indians now kick off, and again, going to be a short kick, fielded at the 30-yard line, and return out to about the 35 as Wentz runs that back. Interesting, I'm going to go back to the touchdown pass. Indians saw that Wentz was slow to get up, and boy, they go right for the blood in the water, and they beat Wentz. And Wentz is hampered up here again.
Yeah, he clearly isn't walking the best. Still right up on the sideline trying to get it figured out. But it looks like he's going to run out there.
Ball at the 35-yard line. Wentz is wide out near side. He's joined on this part of the formation by Tanner Cunningham. Single receiver to the top of the set. Aaron Strader takes the shotgun snap. Play fake to Miller. Pass across for Wentz. Too tall, incomplete.
Strader just sailed that one. He had Wentz on the slant. He just missed him. I mean, he had him open.
Tell you what, there is a Pine Richland fan wherever the stadium provided natural sound microphone is. There is a Pine Richland fan that does not seemed to care for one or two of the Pine Richland players. Second and 10, Mac Miller takes the handoff, and Peters Township takes him down in the backfield. Loss of two. Just could never get going, and Lucas Schoenefeldt in on the stop.
Yeah, Schoenefeldt in there, Spratt, along with Reston Lehman. Just a great job so far in containing Mac Miller.
He has 32 yards, 14 of it on one carry that was short of a first down on third and long. Now third and 12. Strader steps up in the pocket, tries to run, flag down from the umpire. Strader gets a first down yardage, but this one's coming back on a holding call.
Yeah, credit to Strader for trying to make a play right there. It would have been a great one without the hold, but it's going to be coming back.
Referee Brendan O'Brien will fill us in. He's working with Kevin Hanlon, the umpire,
offense,
who threw that flag.
54, 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Replay third down.
Chris Fargenstein and Ryan Trimber working the line of scrimmage. Sean Clunan, Sean O'Brien, and Jason Guthrie in the defensive secondary. So from third and 12 to third and 22, ball back now at the 23-yard line. Third penalty against Pine Richland here in the first half. And we're down to 4:15 and counting before intermission. Peters Township leading 6-3. Pine facing third and 20-plus. Now the two wideouts this way, motion back. Tanner Cunningham and Eli Wentz reset in against the formation. Pressure picked up. And now all kind of time for Strader, trying to keep something going, looking to set something up. Going to direct traffic and now has to run and gets hit high and low and taken down. He's fortunate he gets up there. Got hit high one direction and low the other.
Yeah, Lehman got him up top and Nick Corey got him down low. Strader, credit to him. He's keeping his eyes downfield, trying to make a play through the air. He certainly wouldn't have gotten there with his legs, barring a Herculean effort. Just no one ever came open.
Argiro to punt for the second time. 33-yard effort, his first time out. It's a nice kick away. Indians are going to let it hit. Bounces at the Peters 35, rolls inside the 30, and it'll be picked up for some reason. I don't know why the kicking team, when the ball's rolling toward the goal that you're attacking, why do you pick the ball up?
Yeah, I mean, he maybe only would have gotten a yard or two, but, I mean, why not? I mean, why not let it go that yard or two?
Let it quit. Keep rolling. Ball went to the 26, so 49 on the punt and roll. Not that that's a bad number, but, you know, let it keep rolling and it becomes 50-something. Peters Township with the ball and a three-point lead, 3:12 to play in the half, and Peters Township will get the ball to start the second half as well. Indians would love to bookend the intermission activities.
Hey, you often, if you watch a lot of college football, you hear Dabo Swinney talk about the middle eight, last four of the second quarter and the first four of the third quarter. Peters can dominate the middle eight if they can get a good drive here.
Running play coming to the right side. It's Corey. And he's going to get, looks to be about 2 yards on the play. Tough sledding on the ground for Peters Township so far tonight. That fourth carry for Corey, it puts him into positive yardage finally. Four carries for a net of 1 yard. New Paver, two carries for a net of minus two. So your running backs are a combined six carries for minus one.
Yeah, and Corey took a lick up high by Jay Timmons right there, a clean one. Timmons came in from the secondary and just dropped the shoulder.
Second and eight from the 28. Quarterback keeper DeLucia cut the wrong way on the Vaccarello block. He cut inside of it, and the defender saw that, read it, and made the tackle right there, gain of a yard.
Yeah, Sam Hecker read that play perfectly.
Pine Richland
came in right from that middle linebacker position and made the hit.
Pine Richland uses its first timeout. 2:20 to play, second quarter. Peters Township 6, Pine Richland 3, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Peters Township, third down and seven from its own 29-yard line. DeLucia dumped the ball off, screen to Corey, and that's going nowhere. Boy, three screen pass completions for the Indians and a minus 9 yards combined.
It's a mix of Pine Richland doing a great job reading these screens, but also just a flat-out poor job at that second level and blocking by Peters on
Pine
these
Richland.
Screens.
Their second of the half.
And so Pine stops the clock again. Play took 7 seconds. And Pine Richland will have one timeout remaining. Peters is going to face fourth down and eight. The running game is not working. The short pass game is not working. And as you said, Jack, a big part really of both of those things is not blocked well.
Oh. And I mean, you know, it's when you see the blocking like that, you also are a little bit wary to throw it deep. Maybe some quick design shots, but if you're not protecting your quarterback, it's always a little bit worrisome that you're leaving him out to dry. But they did find success on that previous touchdown drive, throwing it deep and making plays downfield.
DeLucia is 7 of 8 throwing the ball for 103 yards and has four chunk passes, 30, 20, 39, and 23 for a touchdown, but he has three completions all for negative yardage. Lehman gets the punt away, backpedaling and fielding it at the 29-yard line is Tanner Cunningham. He'll bring it up over the 40-yard line. A 43 on the punt, but Cunningham with about 13 on the run back. And now Pine Richland with 2:04 to play in the half and one timeout remaining.
And a relatively short field, right around your own 42. You mentioned before Argiro has a long field goal on the season, so Pine Richland can try to cash it in here and at least try to tie up the game.
43-yard punt, 13 on the run back. Pine Richland first and 10 from the 42-yard line. And a play whistled dead at the line of scrimmage. False start.
Snap infraction. Offense, number 63.
And this one's going to be called on the center, Roman Chiacco. Four penalties in the opening half on Pine Richland. So now first and 15. Strader with Miller. Ball's on the ground. Strader goes back and gets it. Keeps the play alive and now runs back into traffic and gets taken down at the 36-yard line, loss of a yard.
Yeah, that play was designed to be a wide receiver screen out to Jay Timmons. That's one thing. You see a screen that gets off timing, everything can get messed up. You'll have linemen downfield. So right there, just a smart decision by Strader just tucking and run after dropping it.
Second down and 16. Strader stands in a really clean pocket. Slides left, dumps the ball off to the sideline and threw it really onto the bench area. Incomplete. Not the bench, the sideline area, the team area.
Really, other than the big play that Pine Richland went over the top and found their man over top of McCullough, it has been really great coverage for the Indians in this one. Yeah, making it hard on Strader, who has had time.
Yeah, the other completion for Strader was the 12-yard bullet that got a first down early in the scoring drive when they got out of the hole on third down and 11.
And even that one was a pretty well-covered play.
It was. So now third down and 16 for the Rams. Strader steps up, throws the ball deep on the post, and able to run under it, make the catch, touchdown. Tanner Cunningham on the deep post, and he beat Nolan DeLucia.
Yeah, DeLucia just didn't get back in time. Strader, great pocket presence, steps up, steps into the pass, and delivers a perfect ball right down the middle, all the way downfield to Tanner Cunningham, who just played center field and just ran right under it.
64-yard touchdown pass. 17th TD pass of the season, thrown by Strader, 5 caught by Cunningham. Extra point attempt, Argiro. And he drills it right into the netting. Rams get another big third down play and score with 1:18 to play in the half. And Pine Richland retakes the lead. It's Pine Richland 10, Peters Township 6. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Enjoy Thanksgiving week fun in Wheeling. Wednesday night, celebrate Thanksgiving Eve at Capitol Theater with the Party Gras Tour 2.0 featuring Bret Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Thanksgiving Day, be part of the first ever turkey trot, a 1K kids walk at 8:30 and a 5K run at 9 to benefit Wheeling Parks and Recreation. And the Ogilby Lodge is serving a traditional Thanksgiving dinner from noon till 4. Reservations required. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
58 yards, actually get a 64-yard touchdown pass, and the Rams retake the lead. Pine Richland 10-6 up on Peters Township. Kickoff now will be booted deep, and McCullough will take it at the one-yard line, trying to get up to the line of blockers, and does. He's over the 15, the 20, and then that cover or that protection breaks down, and McCullough goes down at about the 24.
Great kick coverage right there. McCullough, obviously a weapon in that game. 2 kick return touchdowns on the season, including one last week. That really changed the game.
So from the 24-yard line, Peters Township first and 10. Trailed 3-0 and answered that quickly. Came right up the field and got their only points. Missed the extra point. And then the teams trade punts, and Pine Richland gets another big play, big chunk play on the deep pass to Tanner Cunningham. First and 10, DeLucia fakes a handoff. He'll pass to the sideline. Ball caught. Stepping out of bounds is Prado. Stop the clock without using the timeout.
Yeah, just a quick stop timing route right there. Well delivered by DeLucia. Steps into it and delivers ball right where you need it to be for Prado to just be able to take that step out of bounds and stop the clock.
9-yard pickup, second down and 1. Corey in the backfield with DeLucia. Fake the handoff. DeLucia steps up in the pocket, reloads and throws across the middle. Pass is caught. Going to be a first down on the grab by McCullough out to the 45.
And I'll tell you what, my eye just caught it during that play. That was a
timeout.
Tough route for McCullough. He had to spin around the man after getting jammed about 5 yards off the line, but was able to find open space.
12-yard pickup and a first down. Peters Township uses its first timeout.
Ryan Rack here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. It's NFC action from L.A. this week when Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and the Rams host Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and the Eagles. It's a star-studded primetime matchup and an important game for both teams as they battle for position in their divisions. Join Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and me for all the action, Eagles and the Rams, on Sunday Night Football.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
Each team with a little over 120 passing yards to this point. Nolan DeLucia, 9 of 10 for 124 and a touchdown. Touchdown on the other side, Strader to Cunningham. I have Schrader 4 of 7 for 123, but that 64-yard bomb to the house. Peters Township with a first and 10 at its own 45-yard line. The Indians have two timeouts, 1 minute to play second quarter. Can the Indians find a way to cover the 55 yards remaining? DeLucia steps, throws across the middle, pass is caught near the 40-yard line, going to make the grab is Shanefelt. There's a flag down and it's going to be a holding call on the left tackle.
Yeah, Muscatello is going to get it.
Holding. Offense, number 60. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. First down.
Take the ball back to the 35-yard line. Second penalty on Peters Township. And it also takes those 5 seconds off the clock. Indians at the line of scrimmage. They want to be ready to go.
Yeah, coming around the edge right there. Just Muscatello just hooked the arm.
And the clock is turning. Indians weren't quite as ready to go as they would like to have been. So it's first and 20. DeLucia on the quarterback draw. Gets up to the edge, out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And Peters Township will use its second timeout, but now
Peters Township.
Second and long.
Their
Indians
second
and get the clock stopped.
Please put 35,
35 seconds
Please
to play.
35 seconds on the game clock.
As you hear Brendan 35. O'Brien asking
Thank
the
you.
Scoreboard clock operator to do that. DeLucia has been really the entire Peters Township run game. Got 7 yards on that carry. He has 26 yards. The two running backs, Corey and Newpaver, still with a net of minus one at this point. Coming up at halftime, we're going to take a look at all of the scores that have gone final in the PIAA quarterfinal round. We're WPIL championships. That also translates to PIAA quarterfinals. We'll talk about the matchups. So far, the two WPIL champions that were determined last week have advanced to the semis with wins, and we'll cover all of that coming up at the half. We'll recap the scoring, check stats, and those kinds of things as well. Peters with one timeout remaining and need 58 yards. DeLucia forced to step up, throws the ball away on the near sideline. Could have run for that. I think could have gotten a nice chunk of yardage, but elected to throw the ball away and stop the clock.
Yeah, I think DeLucia was just feeling the pressure right there. He gets it from the inside from Hans Maher.
So now third down and long for the Indians. The clock 30 seconds to play. Indians looking for a big chunk here. DeLucia getting pressure. Going to get rid of the ball, but behind the intended receiver, Prado. And there is a flag down at the 40-yard line.
He's all right. Hops right up. I think it's going to be roughing the passer.
And DeLucia, plenty of green paint on the back of his jersey. And referee Brandon O'Brien saying, I don't want to hear it.
Yep. Yes. Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
And the Indians get that big chunk they were looking for.
Yeah, and that's a big help because it stops the clock, too. Well, the clock would have been stopped either way, but still keeps the clock still.
So the roughing the passer penalty, 15 yards. Ball to the Pine Richland 43 with 25 seconds to go. DeLucia stands in a tight pocket, gets the ball out to inside the 30-yard line. Nice grab in traffic for Paletti. Indians trying to come to the line of scrimmage. Clock stops with the first down, and the Indians at the line. DeLucia fakes, rolls out, throws the ball, and really threw it behind the receiver, McCullough, to stop the clock.
And I'll tell you what, this has been just great pressure on this drive by Pine Richland right there. Nindle gets up inside and flushes out DeLucia. I mean, he's feeling it. You can tell it's in his head a little bit.
The clock stopped with 14 seconds to play. Ball at the Pine Richland 29, second down and 10. Trips to the left, single receiver to the near side. DeLucia throws back on a screen to the trip side. Carry inside to 20, going to get a first down. The Indians have a timeout. McCullough with the catch. And the question is, will they use the timeout?
Timeout.
Indeed.
Peters Township.
There's the answer.
That's their final timeout of
so
half.
So now with 7 seconds to play, you get one, maybe two shots, but you got to take them quickly. The ball at the 17-yard line. 12 yards on that pass play. Indians using this pass game to open things up a little bit and pick up yards in a hurry. 11 completions for Nolan DeLucia. I have 11 of 14 unofficially for 150 yards. And upcoming, the eighth play of the possession. Again, no timeouts remaining now. Completion inbounds will end the half.
Yep, have to get it out. I'd say any pass here needs to be to the end zone. Cannot be short of the goal line.
Prado over near the Peters Township bench area, that wide. DeLucia, backside pressure, throws the ball near side. It falls incomplete. Clock stops with 3 seconds to play. Well, and the Pine Richland coaches are out on the field.
You have to watch.
Oh, and the other thing is, you know, DeLucia threw the ball and was getting hit as he threw it. I mean, yeah, there was a player in the
end
zone.
There's no foul for intentional grounding. 24 was in the area.
And now, coaches are out there making a show. I mean, that's unsportsmanlike conduct.
I absolutely agree. That needs to be called because that's just not called for.
Field goal attempt for Peters Township. Aiello's 3-for-3 on field goals, and the play is whistled dead. There is a flag down in the defensive side of the line of scrimmage.
Encroachment.
Offside against Pine Richland.
Penalty, still second down.
That'll take the ball to the 12. Now 2 seconds ran off.
Yeah, I think you need to get this back on there.
Please put 3 seconds on the game clock. Yeah. 3 seconds.
And now it looks like Pine Richland's going to use a timeout. This would be their last.
Timeout. Pine Richland.
Yeah, John LaDon is very fortunate that the referee, Brendan O'Brien, didn't flag him. I mean, he's clear out almost to the numbers, and then when he didn't get the grounding call, just was doing jumping jacks. Yeah,
that's after making somewhat of a show on the roughing the passer call earlier in the drive. I just need to have some awareness and, you know, have some control.
Anthony Maiello, I mentioned 3-for-3 on field goals, a long of 32. Because of the problem on the extra point, though, this field goal would not tie the game if he hits it. It would simply pull the Indians to within one. 3 seconds to play in the half. The spot will be the 19-yard line. DeLucia, the holder. Good snap, good hold. Kick is a line drive, and it's way off the mark. That snuck inside the upright somehow.
Wow. It looks like it might have gotten tipped at
the
line.
End of the first half.
I apologize. That kick from this angle did not look like it had a chance, and officials rule it got inside the right upright. So as the team's head to the locker room, it's Pine Richland 10, Peters Township 9. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud
Baer. Let's get back to the field goal. Jack, that could not have been a yard over the crossbar and no more than 2 yards inside the right upright.
Yeah, I think if you stuck a mailbox in the corner of the field goal, it would have gone into that mailbox. It was that tight and in that narrow of a space. I mean, it was probably 1 inch over the crossbar. It just an unbelievable kick.
Peters Township, after giving up the long touchdown, gets the ball with a minute 18 to play in the half, and they scramble up the field and get 3 points out of that last possession.
And really, that drive changed on the roughing the passer penalty that boosted Peters and allowed them to get closer to midfield on what would have otherwise been just an incompletion that really would have had the Indians behind the eight ball. Good job getting that, getting those 3 points after, you know, the defensive letdown, letting the long touchdown through. But now Peters will have a chance to take the lead, getting the ball back.
Difference in the ball game right now: the poor execution on the PAT after the Peters Township touchdown. Total offense: Peters Township 25 yards rushing, 150 passing, 175 total. Pine Richland 50 yards rushing, 123 passing, 173 total. Teams trade possessions in the early going. Each gave the ball up on downs once. Each punted the ball away once. And Pine Richland was pinned back at its own 4-yard line on a great play by Nolan DeLucia to keep the ball from going to the end zone and keep himself from stepping into the end zone with the ball. But Pine Richland able to dig out of that hole. On third down and 11, they got a 12-yard pass play to the 15, and then several first downs to get the ball. First and 10 at the Peters Township 14-yard line. The drive stalled out inside the 10, where Grant Argiro booted a 24-yard field goal to break the tie. Pine Richland up 3-0 with 7:36 to go in the second quarter. Peters answered quickly 2 minutes and 20 seconds later, capping off an 80-yard drive, big chunks through the air, three pass plays of 20-plus, including the 23-yard TD pass to Eli Prado, his fourth TD reception of the season, and 23rd scoring pass thrown by DeLucia to give Peters a 6-3 lead over Pine Richland, but a bad snap left the score at 6-3. Teams trade punts. Pine Richland gets the ball at its own 42-yard line, takes a false start penalty, a one-yard loss, and an incomplete pass brought up third down and 16. And somehow Tanner Cunningham got behind DeLucia, and the deep post pattern throw by Aaron Strader right on the mark. Argiro's extra point gave Pine Richland a 10-6 lead with 1:18 to play in the second. But as we just mentioned, Peters Township takes over at the 24-yard line and gets right up the field, where after the eighth play of the possession, they boot the 29-yard field goal. Maiello now 4-for-4 on field goals this year to pull Peters Township to within 10-9.
Yeah, and as you said, that it's that extra point that looms large. You know, those point after attempts, they could feel just, you know, like paperwork sometimes. But if you don't fill out paperwork the right way, it can certainly come back to bite you. And we saw it in our first game today. Obviously, Clareton was instead going for two, but having to go for two, ending up failing and allowing Fort Cherry to go score a touchdown to tie it and kick the extra point to win it. That one point can make a heck of a difference as you get into the crunch time of these games.
Individual numbers, DeLucia 11 of 15 for 150 and his 23rd TD pass of the year. DeLucia's also run for 26 yards on five carries. Peters Township, I have unofficially with the seven first downs, and I'm going to need to go check my math there. I have five for Pine Richland, 123 yards passing for Aaron Strader on a 4-of-7 evening, including a 64-yard touchdown pass. A running game, Mac McClain held to 11 carries for 32 yards, and Jay Timmons has a run for 21 for part of their 50 yards rushing on the night. Fifth playoff meeting between Peters Township and Pine Richland. They've all happened since Y2K. The Rams won the first three with Peters Township winning last year. Pine Richland beat Peters Township in the opening round of the 2002 playoffs. The Rams went on to a runner-up finish, losing to Paul Poluzny's Hopewell Vikings, the eventual state champions. In the 2020 COVID season, WPIL championship game meeting at North Allegheny, it was a 35-0 Rams win on their way to a state championship. The next year, the Rams won at home 20-14 a week before losing to Penn Trafford in the semis. Last year, Nolan DeLucia threw for three touchdowns and ran for another as Peters Township won its first ever WPIL championship, beating Pine Richland 43-17. DeLucia hit 14 of 25 for 184 and three scores. Vinny Sarcone and Preston Blair both ran for 90-plus yards in the game and each had a touchdown on the way to Peters Township's state runner-up finish. All time, by my count, Pine Richland 36-16 in 52 WPIL playoff games coming into tonight. Peters Township 15-17 in its previous 32 WPIL contest. By the way, this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers, Bob Gregg, Jack Sacco, chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. A look around the PIAA quarterfinals when we come back. We're at the half. Pine Richland 10, Peters Township 9 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll.
call or go online. FagansSupply.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Final game of the day here at Acrisure Stadium. Pine Richland 10, Peters Township 9. Teams in the locker room getting their legs back under them and getting instructions from their head coaches. Let's run through the action in the PIAA quarterfinals. 6A, WPIL champion Central Catholic, 41-19 winner over State College. Central Catholic will play Harrisburg, a 42-14 winner over Wilson. Other half of the bracket, Downingtown West wins the District 1 championship, beating North Penn 35-16. District 12 titleist St. Joseph's Prep, a 46-7 winner over Parkland. In 5A, our winner will take on District 3 champion Bishop McDevitt, 48-14 winners today over Exeter Township in the D3 championship. The other half of the bracket, Westchester Ruston wins the District 1 title, beating Springfield Delco 34-2 in the championship game. Ruston will take on District 12 champion Roman Catholic, 48-14 winner over Hollidaysburg. In 4A, in a game we had for you on the WJPA Sports Network, WPIL champion Thomas Jefferson, 35-0 win over District 9 champion Clearfield. TJ next weekend will play District 3 champion Lampeter Strasburg, 30-27 overtime winner over Wyomissing in the District 3 championship game. Top half of the bracket, District 12 champion Bonner Prendergast, a 35-7 win over Pope John Paul II, while District 11 titleist Southern Lehigh, 45-7 winner over Juniata to get into the semifinals. In the 3A bracket, one game being played right now as well, District 11 champion Northwestern Lehigh, District 2 champion Scranton Prep playing at Berwick. That winner will play Danville, the District 4 champion, 27-7 winner over Bermudian Springs earlier today. Bottom half of the bracket, District 6 champion Penn Cambria, a 30-7 win against District 10 champion Hickory. Penn Cambria will take on WPIL champion Avonworth, winning their third title earlier this afternoon, a 17-0 win over Central Valley. In the 2A bracket, WPIL champion South Park, 21-14 winner over the previously unbeaten and one-seeded Seton LaSalle Rebels. South Park will play the winner of tonight's Cambria Heights Central Clarion game. Cambria Heights, the District 6 champion, Central Clarion, the District 9 titleist. Top half of the 2A bracket, District 2 Riverside will take on District 4 champion Troy. Riverside, 28-21 win over District 11 titleist Williams Valley. Troy beat District 5 champion Bedford 42-16. And in the 1A bracket, last night, District 4 champion Muncie, a 41-17 win over Delone Catholic, the District 3 titleist. This afternoon at Farrell, it was Bishop Guilfoyle blowing out Westinghouse, the City League champion, a game that was 21-15, I believe, and Bishop Guilfoyle scored the next 35 points to run away with it, beating Westinghouse 56-15. So Muncie and Bishop Guilfoyle in one 1A semifinal. The other will have Port Allegheny, 38-20 winner against Wilmington last night. Port Allegheny almost into New York. District 9 champion beat District 10 champion Wilmington last night, 38-20. Aiden Bliss ran for almost 300 yards and three touchdowns. He has almost 2,900 yards on the year and has scored 48 times. Port Allegheny will take on back-to-back WPIL champion Fort Cherry, a 21-20 win against Clairton. Fort Cherry drove 83 yards in 13 plays, taking about 5 minutes off the fourth quarter clock, scored with less than 3 minutes to go to tie Clairton, and Nick Massey booted the extra point to set the final margin 21-20, the second straight WPIL championship for the Rangers. On that drive, Shane Cornelli threw an option pass early to Ryan Huey to convert one fourth down, and Matt Sigg's 13-yard scoring pass to Huey capped the drive, also on a fourth down to lead the comeback. And Nick Massey, perfect on his three PATs, the difference in the ball game. Sigg had scored on two short runs in the first half, giving the Rangers a 14-6 lead at intermission, which Clairton wiped out, dominating the third quarter with nearly 150 yards rushing and a pair of touchdowns. After Fort Cherry took the 21-20 lead, Clairton had no timeouts. They couldn't move the chains, and Eli Salvini sacked Bears quarterback Jeffrey Thompson to seal the win. The 21 points by Fort Cherry matched what the Bears had allowed all year. And it gives back-to-back champions to a Washington County school for just the third time. McDonald, which became part of Fort Cherry, won 1951 and 52, and 20 years later, Chartiers Houston, with the late Don Clendaniel as the head coach, went back-to-back in 1971 and 1972. Penn West, California, a 30-27 win over East Stroudsburg in the NCAA Division II Super Regional. California will host Ashland next weekend in the Super Regional semifinals. Still a few minutes away from the start of the second half. Peters Township will get the ball to begin the second half, but they will do so trailing 10-9. We'll continue on our halftime activities here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, in just a moment.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
This is Coach Guy Monacalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We've got an NFL triple header coming your way tomorrow, starting at 12:30, Minnesota at Chicago. We'll follow that up with the Cardinals in Seattle to take on the Seahawks, and the Sunday night game has the Eagles at the Los Angeles Rams. Monday night action, the Baltimore Ravens will take on the Los Angeles Chargers. So had Steeler game on Thursday night, and now four more NFL games between tomorrow noon and the Monday night game. Looking ahead to next weekend, we know that Fort Cherry is into the PIAA semifinals for the second straight year. Thomas Jefferson is into the PIAA semifinals again, looking for their sixth PIAA championship. They'll take on Lampeter Strasburg. Port Allegheny, the Fort Cherry opponent, and Peters Township is about 24 minutes shy and a couple of points away from going to the state playoffs for the second year in a row. And up next for the winner of this Pine Richland-Peters Township game is District 3 champion Bishop McDevitt. How about those seeds in that bracket? Bishop McDevitt, the sixth seed in the District 3 5A bracket, and they beat Exeter Township, who was the eighth seed.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what the people writing up, they're drawing up the brackets are expecting to happen.
We didn't have any of that here here in the WPIL. In 6A, it was 1 versus 2. 5A championship game, it's 1 versus 3. 4A, it was 1 versus 3. In 3A, 2 versus 5. In 2A, 1 versus 2. And in single A, 1 versus 2. And so far, 6A won by the number one seed. 4A won by the number one seed. 3A by the five seed, though Avonworth feeling they should have been seeded better than number five, but they were not. The 2A championship goes to the two seed, and the number one seed wins the 1A bracket. Who will win the 5A championship? Will it be number one Pine Richland, the Rams, in search of another championship? It would be their seventh, all since Y2K, 2003, 2014, 2017, and 18 back-to-back, COVID year 2020, and 2 years ago winning in 2022. Oh, by the way, Richland Township won in 1969 and 1970. The long list of WPIO championships for Peters Township, 2023. That's it.
Well, they have a chance, though, to become the fourth team. You mentioned Port Cherry becoming the third to win back-to-back in Washington County. Peters can be number four.
Yep.
We could double that number in a span of a day.
Wouldn't that be something? It was 51-52, 20 years later, 71-72, and it's been more than 50 years since it happened again. And it could happen twice in 10 hours.
That would sure be interesting.
Peters Township would vote for that. They would certainly take that. Just about set for the second half. We'll get the ball up on the tee. Peters Township set to receive when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Enjoy Thanksgiving week fun in Wheeling. Wednesday night, celebrate Thanksgiving Eve at Capitol Theater with the Party Gras Tour 2.0 featuring Bret Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Thanksgiving Day, be part of the first ever turkey trot, a 1K kids walk at 8:30 and a 5K run at 9 to benefit Wheeling Parks and Recreation. And the Ogilby Lodge is serving a traditional Thanksgiving dinner from noon till 4. Reservations required. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Let's get the ball on the tee, and let's get this second half show on the road. Pretty even ball game, statistically separated by 2 yards total offense, but kicking efficiency separated by one non-kick, and that was a bad snap on the PAT after the Peters Township touchdown. The two scrimmage kicks for Pine Richland, a field goal and an extra point, both good. Peters Township getting the field goal late in that first half to end the first half, but did not get the PAT, and so the Indians trail by one. Argiro set to kick off. Peters Township with McCullough and Ross back deep to receive. They're standing between the 5 and 10-yard line. Argiro waiting for the whistle and the instruction, and now on the run-up, puts the foot to it. This line drive kick will be taken at about the 12-yard line. Drop picked up by Ross over the 20, trying to go wide right. And, man, very tentative run there by Lucas Ross, and he's going to be stopped at about the 22.
Coming into the second half, after that final drive of the second quarter for Peters Township, I was really just impressed by Nolan DeLucia and his pocket feel. He was really under pressure the whole drive, but was still able to get rid of the ball, knew when to throw it away. I'll be honest with you, I would like to see Peters come out and sling the rock and just try to get something going over the top and through the air.
Threw 24 times last year in the blowout win in the championship game. Has thrown 15 already tonight. DeLucia to put it up on that screen, and another screen pass for negative yardage. Tackle made at the 20-yard line, a loss of 2 on the completion of McCullough.
Yeah, just another one where the right tackle, Stromach, just not able to get out to the edge in time. It seemed like he was a little bit delayed off the line of scrimmage, and that allowed McCullough to get hit and not be able to make a play.
Loss of 2. I have that as 4 screen passes for the Indians, all negative yardage.
Yeah, has not been effective.
-1, -7, -1, and -2. Toss right side, and not a lot of running room there. Newpaver will pick up a couple, maybe shoved out of bounds. Going to put this out at about the 23-yard line, so he got the 2 back plus another yard, but 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, that's a toss to the short side of the field. It's really hard to gain positive yardage when that toss is really taking that running back all the way over to the sideline.
Ball at the 4 hash mark, 3rd down and 9. DeLucia with 2 wide receivers each way. Pass to the right side. Receiver fell down, trying to plant and come back to it. Incomplete pass.
There's a flag down.
And there is a flag right about where the receiver went down. Prado.
15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Results in a first down.
And it is a defensive pass interference. Another Indians get the break there. And that was Wentz again, I believe, or Cunningham on that coverage.
I'll be honest with you. It was Webb. It was Webb. It looked like the receiver, Prado, just kind of slipped coming out of his break.
1st and 10 after the 15-yard penalty. Ball comes loose, and the Indians turn it over. DeLucia lost the handle. Yeah. Peters Township coaches wanting a call of down. And we can't see from this side. Cunningham with the fumble recovery. Now the Indians get the 15-yard pass interference penalty, but turn the ball right over.
Here's a better angle. Yeah, that ball's out. Yeah, I saw it on the replay monitor next to me. Yeah, that ball was clearly out.
The Indians turn the ball over, first turnover of the game. Pine Richland will take over at the Peters Township 43. So instead of the Indians getting on the move, they get the penalty, but then turn the ball over. Running play from the end around, and there is nowhere to run there on the carry. I believe Eli Wentz. Yep.
Yeah, just nowhere to go. That one was sealed up well. Good contain on the edge by Mickey Vaccarello.
Vaccarello heading to Stanford. Run by Wentz, just his 2nd carry of the year. He's credited back to the line of scrimmage, no gain. 2nd down and 10. Play going to the right, the left side, and some room there. 35, 30, and finally out of bounds. Far side, and they carry by the quarterback, Strader.
Yeah, Strader just made a quick decision on the keeper off the read option. It was Shanafelt who over-pursued, and it allowed Strader to get outside, and a lot of green grass over there.
Well, 18-yard run. First and 10 at the Peters Township 25. Pine Richland leading 10-9, looking to add to that. Strader keeps it himself after the fake to Miller, trying to come wide and set up a block, and gets some positive yardage out of that. Nice, patient run for the sophomore quarterback to get three.
If Vaccarello had Strader in a good spot to make a play, but Strader just was able to juke around him and pick up a few more.
Second down and 7 at the Peters Township 22-yard line. In field goal territory right now for Argiro. The 6'2 senior kicker already with the 24-yarder earlier, his 9th field goal of the year. But Pine Richland looking for more than that. Strader gets the shotgun snap, throws it quickly for the end zone. Ball underthrown, a little push off by the receiver, and going to come back and get the ball and get the touchdown. Jay Timmons shoved the defender, McCullough. Get a look at it. I'm not sure we're going to get to see the contact before. And it's a touchdown pass. Yeah, it may have been not so much a push, but body contact.
Yeah, really just an athletic play and great body control by Timmons, who kind of tipped it up to himself in midair and was still able to come down with it.
Going over
McCullough.
The turnover. Long run for Strader and the touchdown pass. Extra point kick right down the middle. Pine Richland kicks off to start the second half. And in 3 minutes and 10 seconds gets points to extend the lead. It's Pine Richland 17, Peters Township 9. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Pine Richland 43 yards after the fumble recovery. Argiro kicks this one deep, and it's going to hit 6 yards deep in the end zone. So Peters will take over at its own 20-yard line, but now down 8.
We mentioned ahead of the end of the first half when Peters had the ball before giving it up. They had an advantage to double up. Instead, in the final few minutes of the first half, Pine Richland gets a touchdown. Granted, Peters goes down and gets three, but then to come out after getting the ball and turning it over, Peters gives up another score and goes 14-3 in those middle minutes.
Yeah, Pine Richland doubles up. Touchdowns on their last possession of the first half and first of the second half. Running play right side, and again, just really not well blocked or greatly defensed, as Newpaper can't get to the edge and loses yardage.
The nose tackle, DeJarre Webb, gets in there again. He's made some serious plays in the run game. It's the big boy in the middle who's been able to wreak havoc.
Yeah, people ask me what my thoughts on this. I don't think Peters Township this year is as good a team as they were last year, and Pine Richland is better. Are they as much better as to change the results of the championship last year? I don't know. DeLucia made one man miss and then scrambles and gets tripped up and goes down. Lost the ball again, but Pine Richland is not going to get the recovery because DeLucia ruled down.
And it looked like DeLucia was fortunate to keep that ball. Coming in flying was a Grant Pillar. And he He took a swat at the ball, just came up a little low. If he makes contact with the football, that ball is going to come flying out of the hand of Galusha.
Peters Township, five plays in the second half, zero net yards and one turnover. And now down eight, 7.5 minutes to play in the third. It's third down and 16 from the 14. Bad snap, dump off on the right side. This time some blocking on the screen, and McCullough changed directions. The blockers were set up inside, and he then made a move to the outside, got five, but it will bring up fourth and 11. And the Pine Richland defense doing to Peters now what it did to Bethel Park a week ago.
Yeah, right there. You said it perfectly. McCullough had the blockers up the middle. I'm not sure he picks up the first down, but he probably has a better chance, a better probability of doing so if he takes that up the middle.
Well, punt formation. Reston Lehman hangs a kick up high. We'll get to about midfield only, though, because of the bad field position, and it's caught on a hop there by Lucas Rost, where Pine Richland will take over when we come back. Rams 17, Indians 9, 6:38 to play, third quarterback on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank, Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
Bud Baer.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Cleaner game played so far by Pine Richland, and the advantage in the physicality part, Indians are getting beat up front both sides.
Yeah, the battle of the trenches has, you know, gone in favor of Pine Richland, probably unanimously. You know, Peter's front has done a solid job, at least against the run, but they haven't been able to put the pressure on Aaron Strader that has been put on Nolan DeLucia.
And a couple of plays deep, Nick McCullough's gotten beat. Nolan DeLucia got beat, and just unable to make the plays back on the back end. First and 10 Pine from the Peters 41. Option play, pass down the near sideline from Timmons. Ball way underthrown, and now a penalty flag is going to come in. And the officials are being lobbied, but P.J. Luke is going to get called for the penalty.
Pass interference, defense number three. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Results in a first
down. That'll take the ball to the Peters 34-yard line.
I'll be honest, that's a call I really just don't like. Well underthrown, really terribly thrown ball that has just no chance of being caught. The contact doesn't exist if the ball is thrown properly and at the proper distance, but there was contact, and you will see that get called. I just really don't like that.
And there is no uncatchable in high school. So first and 10 from the 34, Miller, the carry, trying to go straight ahead. Reston Lehman takes him down, a gain of a couple. Mac Miller going to get the ball to the Peters 31. Indians turn the ball over, and The defense gave up a score in four plays. 18-yard run, 22-yard pass for the score. Now after the punt to the 49, the defensive pass interference, the defense trying to find a way to slam the door here. Second and seven for the Rams, leading 17-9. Miller gets the handoff again. He won't get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to be, actually going to get a push there to get to the 30, so gain of a yard, but third down and six upcoming.
It's just been rough for Miller up the middle. Has not been very many holes. Credit where it's due, this Indians front against the run, they've been stout. Really no leaks.
Third and six, Pine Richland at the Peters Township 30-yard line. Eligibles looking to the Rams sideline, getting signals there. Strader calls out the change from the sideline and calls for the snap. Looking, throwing left immediately. The pass is batted down, incomplete.
Yeah, just a wayward throw. Well, short. It looks like it's going to be a field goal attempt.
Well, the ball at the 30, so add 17. You get a 47-yard field goal. Argiro's hit from 54 yards.
No wind from what the goalpost flags show.
Hit from 24 earlier. Foot to it. Ooh. Has the length and gets it inside that right upright. Two score lead now for Pine Richland. 47-yard Argiro field goal. Pine Richland 20, Peters Township 9. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Over the last 9 minutes of game action, late first half, early second half, Pine Richland outscoring Peters Township 17-3 and leading now by a 20-9 count. 4:57 to play in the third. Argiro on the run-up, and this line drive kick is going to hit and bounce over the shoulder of Nick McCullough into the end zone for a touchback.
Peters really needs to go down and score here, or else Indians are going to be in a world of trouble. And what they've been trying in the quick game and in the short game just has not been good. In the run game, it really has not been existent. The screen game has been flat-out disastrous. So the Indians need to try something else. I think you got to try to push it downfield.
And have had success on big chunk plays, at least in the first half. Passes completed for 30, 20, 39, and 23. Also 12, 14, and 12 double-digit passes. Running play, left side, and not much room there for Darius McMillan. Going to get credit for two, but it is positive yardage.
And Pine Richland's defense is doing this up front, pretty much living in two high safety looks. I mean, that's even more impressive. That means you, up front, you're just winning. You don't have that extra man in the box, and Pine Richland's lived in that shell so far.
Second down and eight from the 28. DeLucia pulls it down, scrambles to his right, keeps the play alive up over the 25, trying to set up an outside block, and shoulders off a would-be tackler and gets to about the 30-yard line to move the sticks.
Good awareness from DeLucia. He gets some pressure coming from his left flank. And he was able to evade the pocket and get to that front stick.
You know, the Indians need of their playmakers to make plays. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. DeLucia's run for 8. Hand it off. McMillan bounces off of contact. And now as he got to just shy of the 35, just got absolutely cleaned up by Tanner Cunningham. Gain of 4.
Yeah, Cunningham squared him up also in there once again. DeJarre Webb.
McMillan, 6 foot, 170-pound senior, second down and 6. DeLucia, short drop pass to the right flat, knocked away, incomplete. And, Jay Timmons with the little mugging going on. And I tell you what, I don't care which team it is that's doing it, I'm not a fan. Doing the belt movement, and you know, that you see in professional wrestling. And Nick McCullough hobbles off the field to the far side. He was the target on that pass. Well, maybe just a hair late getting there from DeLucia. And the Indians now face 3rd and 6.
Yeah, with how that throw was, with Timmons jumping it, McCullough really just ran right into him and collided with his route coming in.
Indians do get the restart of the play clock. DeLucia's pass on the screen and no blocks up front. Lucas Schoenefeldt loses yardage. 5 screen plays for negative yardage each.
Yeah, and Peters has got to be careful coming in late there after play had been dead. Franco Muscatello flattened a Pine Ridgeland defender. Or that wasn't Muscatello, excuse me. That was Zach Stromach.
5 completed screen passes for Peters Township tonight, and all 5 have lost yardage.
Yeah, it's been a mess, and they keep going back to it, and it's not working.
Lehman, a very short punt. Ball just gets to midfield, takes a Peters Township bounce. It will get to the Pine Richland 45-yard line, but that's just 22 yards on the punt. And Pine will take over. 2:53 to play, third quarter. 20-9, Pine Richland with the lead. And again, just 22 on this punt. 44 and 43-yard punts for Lehman in the first half. 30 and 22 on punts here in the second half. Pine Richland with a player down being attended to right at midfield. With that, we'll step aside as well. 20-9, Pine Richland leading Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Eli Wentz gets to his feet finally and is just now making his way to the near sideline. He has been nicked up all night long, and Indians took advantage of that for their only touchdown after he was hobbled and limped back into the defensive secondary. Indians went right back at him and got their only touchdown of the night, but now on the punt receive, Wentz is shaken up. Pine Richland has the ball at its own 45-yard line. The Rams, with 2:53 to play, third quarter, leading 20-9 over the defending champion Peters Township Indians. Schrader. Play fake. Sets and throws deep down the hash marks. Underthrown. Nick McCullough comes and takes it away for an interception. McCullough, who couldn't hardly get off the field earlier, now he's going to hobble out. Turnover here in the second half, and Peters Township takes over at its own 10-yard line.
Pine Richland tried to shove the dagger into the heart of Peters Township, and instead it gives some life to the Indians. One play, and Peters gets it right back.
Fifth interception of the year for Nick McCullough. It is the third pick thrown by Strader. You talked earlier about his great numbers, and he threw that into double coverage on the deep post and didn't get enough on it.
Yeah, that one, that's a hard throw for any quarterback to make down the pipe with a couple different defensive backs there.
Now the Indians come to the line, first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. DeLucia hands it off. Corey splits two defenders, gets up over the 25, out to about the 20. Well, they'll give him the 25, or out to 15, excuse me, a run of five. Corey, Newpaver, McMillan, the three running backs, that's their best run of the night, 5 yards.
That's one of the first actually successful designed running plays for our back tonight for Peters.
Second and five. DeLucia keeps and tackled back at the original line of scrimmage. And look who's there, Grant Pillar. And DeLucia slow to get up.
Yeah, he's been, his targeting system has been on point, just playing aggressive, but playing smart and while being aggressive, just being patient. And once he sees where that ball is, he is getting downhill.
Grant Pillar, 5'10", 175-pound junior linebacker. Third down and 10. DeLucia rollout, and the pass is caught at the line of scrimmage. Gotten off of that and forward for about 5 or 6 yards, but it is not going to be near enough for the first down, the catch by Eli Prado. And Peters will punt from deep in its own end. The 140 to play in the third quarter, and the punt unit comes on now after that 6-yard completion.
That designed rollout cuts the field in half, but I think Peters is just not confident that the guys up front would be able to protect DeLucia to be able to sit back in the pocket and read the whole field.
Timeout called by the Pine Richland bench.
The first of the half.
Comes with 1:40 to play. Interesting spot to use a timeout. We see just barely a little breeze, and even if they don't use the timeout, Peters was still going to have to punt the ball. But John Ladon uses the timeout. Now the question is, do you go full-out press to try to block it, leading by 11?
I think you play it safe here and, you know, go return and make sure, you know, no funny business happens. I can't imagine that Peters would fake it down in their own zone, but when you're up two scores, you can afford to be a little, you know, conservative, at least in that aspect of the game. You don't want to take a roughing or leveraging penalty. But
where you are on the field, Peters at its own 15-yard line, you have nothing to lose. You're leading by 11. I don't know.
That is true.
They've got 10 men up around the football.
They'd still need to traverse a lot of green.
Reston Lehman rolls out to his right, and we'll go ahead and rugby kick it out near midfield. Booms this one inside the 40, rolls inside the 30, and is going to roll down to about the 26-yard line. Huge punt for Reston Lehman. And they're going to put it down at the 25. That's my math tells me 59-yard punt roll.
And that was... It got good roll, but it wasn't just a roll. That was a well-struck punt. Lehman took his time, saw there was no pressure, and just stepped into it and booted it and cleanly got it.
Well, the Indians get the takeaway, but kick it away on 4th and 4. And now Pine Richland with the ball, 1:26 to go in the third, but back now at their own 25-yard line, 1st and 10, Mac Miller trying to run wide, dragged down back at the 21, a loss of 4.
the run games in this one, at least from the running back position, has just it's been ugly. Not necessarily by the fault of the running back rooms, but it's just these defensive fronts have been able to win.
71 yards total rushing for Pine Richland. Peters Township, 41 yards rushing. Second and 14 for the Rams from their own 21. Slot man motions, now resets. Pass play quickly to the near side, up over the 25 to the 28-yard line on the grab and dive by Jay Timmons. So about 7 yards on the completion, make it eight out to the 29-yard line, and the Rams are going to, as you should, leading in the game. Do not snap it if you do not have to. Third quarter fading off into the Pittsburgh night. After three, Pine Richland 20, Peters Township 9, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Pine Richland with two scores in that third quarter. Peters Township took the opening kickoff, and after a first down, fumbled the ball away. Four plays later, Pine Richland with a 22-yard straighter to Timmons' touchdown pass. And then after the Indians' three plays and a punt, the Rams got only had to negotiate half the field. They got a defensive pass interference, and then a couple of short runs and a 47-yard Grant Argiro field goal. Peters Township trailed 10-9 at intermission, but that lead has gone to 20-9 through three quarters. And Pine Richland with the football, third down at their own 29-yard line. Third down, let's make it 6 yards to go. And now the Rams driving from the scoreboard end toward the enclosed end here at Acrisure Stadium. Referee Brendan O'Brien gets the signal from the red hat, says good to go. 12 minutes left in the 5A championship game. Third down and 6. Rolling out near side, Strader keeps the play alive, throws the ball to the sideline. It's tipped away, incomplete. Good job to get over the top. Pass intended for Wentz, knocked away by P.J. Luke.
Yep, Luke was able to get over there. It looked like the spacing was a little bit messed up. Couple receivers over there, and when there's two receivers, that usually means there's a few DBs.
A fourth down, Argiro now to punt for the first time in the second half. He's kicked a extra point and a field goal. Pressure came right in his face, but able to get the kick out of there. It's going to hit inside the Peters Township 40 and roll down to about the 35, where it will roll dead. 11:41 to play in the game. Peters Township down two scores. The Indians have the ball at their own 35-yard line, and mentioned this the last time they had the ball. Sooner or later, if you're going to come back and win this thing, your playmakers have to make plays, and time is running short.
Yeah, and Peters needs to try to get something over the middle of the field. I know the protection has not been great for DeLucia, but at some point you're not going to screen your way down the field against this Pine Ridgeland team. You have to try to take these shots.
Well, and you know, by way of example, five screens, lost yardage on all five.
It's one thing if your screens aren't working. It's another if they're actively being negative.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. DeLucia stands flat in the pocket, gets hit, tries to dump the ball off, has McCullough in the area, and they're going to rule that pass was tipped. Incomplete.
Yeah, that was, I think that was number 31, Braden Lenz, who got his hand on the ball.
And DeLucia,
timeout for an injured player,
using that short drop, and then really kind of standing almost flat-footed there in the pocket and a little slow to react. Going to stop it for an injured player, but I'm not sure where the injury is, unless it's on the Pine sideline, because...
Yeah, yep, right along it at the around the 42.
Indeed, and... Yeah, player down right in front of the Pine Richland bench.
Dustin Edwards.
With a break in the action, we'll take a timeout as well. Early seconds of the fourth quarter, 20-9, Pine Richland leading Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Second down and 10, Grant Piller, the injured player. Roll out, throw to the near sideline, incomplete, but a flag comes in, maybe defensive holding coming up here.
Yeah, that flag came in before the ball was thrown.
Prior to the pass, holding, defense number 3, 5-yard penalty, replay second down.
Now they marked the 5-yard penalty out to the 40-yard line. Second down and 5. Different rules between pros, college, and high school, and that penalty does not get an automatic first down. Pass play to the right side, and it's going to be a completion good for only a couple. And Peters Township player slow to get up. That's Shanefelt.
And they're not going to stop it because he was already out of bounds along that sideline.
Sure, what we lost outside, but cannot hear anything. Yeah, I think it's probably in the truck somewhere that got turned off. So the completion to Shanefelt gets 2 to the 42. And despite the penalty, it's now 3rd down and 5. DeLucia trying to scramble and get to the sticks, and he's going to be very close to the 45-yard line. Looks like he's going to get the first down. Every inch has been tough to come by, and again, our apologies. We are inside an enclosed booth, and we get shut off by the truck, apparently. DeLucia's run good for 3 and a first down. I have that as just the 3rd first down of the half for Peters Township. 1st and 10 from its own 45, down 2 scores, approaching 10 minutes to play in the ball game. DeLucia rolls right, throws back to the left, and that into traffic, and Pine Richland all over that play.
And that was another screen. You can see the linemen start developing over there. Honestly, if Peters tries to fake a screen and go over the top, it might work because Pine Richland is just jumping.
Again, there are not a lot of people here at Acrisure Stadium, but it's not really as quiet out there as what you're hearing because the effects have apparently been turned off somehow by the production room. Second down and 10, Peters at its own 45-yard line. DeLucia fakes a handoff, pulls it down, rolls to his right, keeps the play alive, and now we'll scramble. 45, 50, and steps out of bounds on the Pine Richland bench. They're going to put him out of bounds at about the 47, so 8 yards on the scramble.
Man, just DeLucia's been under constant duress. Nindle again gets pressure up the middle and forces DeLucia out.
All right, DeLucia's scramble, and not sure exactly what's happened here, but it has to be something out of our control. So third down and about two for the Indians at the 47-yard line. And now a timeout.
Peters Township.
And the only reason we hear that is because that's from the referee's microphone. And I see nothing else that I can push here. So the clock stops with 9:52 to play in the ball game. Pine Richland 20, Peters Township 9. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Enjoy Thanksgiving week fun in Wheeling. Wednesday night, celebrate Thanksgiving Eve at Capitol Theater with the Party Gras Tour 2.0 featuring Bret Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Thanksgiving Day, be part of the first ever turkey trot, a 1K kids walk at 8:30 and a 5K run at 9 to benefit Wheeling Parks and Recreation. And the Ogilby Lodge is serving a traditional Thanksgiving dinner from noon till 4. Reservations required. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Peters Township facing third down and two. DeLucia takes the snap, pulls it back out, passes tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it falls incomplete. Tried to force something in to Nick McCullough, and that ball really never had a chance. Sam Heckert, I think, got hit with that.
Yeah.
No, he got his hands up. Well defended there.
Quick slant over the middle, and it really was thrown into Heckert.
And again, our apologies about losing our natural sound here at the stadium, but we didn't do anything this time. Fourth down and two. Peters Township down two scores. The Indians make the decision. Got to go for it here. Have not been able to run the ball other than for DeLucia tonight, and he's going to run a quarterback draw. Got to get to the 45 and does to move the sticks.
And he's buggered up right now. He's going to get up and still keep playing, but you can tell DeLucia's laboring through this one.
11 carries, 35 rushing yards tonight for DeLucia. And just a straight quarterback draw. And got hit by DeJour Webb, but able to get enough movement there to the side of Webb to get the first down. Slot man Corey motions. DeLucia wanted to throw left. Now we'll run with it. Pick knocked down at about the 42. Going to get 2 yards, maybe three. We'll call it three to the 41.
That was a poor snap. It took DeLucia to the right, and I think it kind of messed up where he was trying to get that ball to the left side, but he was really far from those receivers and just really bagged the play.
Second down, the Indians taking a long time here. 8:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Second down and 7 at the 41. DeLucia quarterback draw, 40, 35, 30, cuts to the right, 25, and down at the 22. 19 yards on this run, chunk play for Peters Township.
And Pine Richland is just really pinning their ears back, and it's allowing DeLucia to find open holes at the line of scrimmage.
First and 10 at the 22-yard line. DeLucia fakes to Corey. Now has to roll, scramble out, trying to create something. He throws the ball out of bounds, and there is nobody in the area.
He's going to get called
for intentional grounding. This is not pro. This is not college. There is no such
grounding.
Thing as out of the
offense
tackle box.
17. The ball did not cross the line of scrimmage.
And they didn't get it to the line of scrimmage, which is
the
problem there.
Foul, loss of down.
So it works as a sack.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was NFL or college, it still would have been intentional grounding because you have to get it back to the line.
The 5-yard penalty plus the loss of down takes the ball out to the 35-yard line. Second and 23, DeLucia, quarterback keeper, tackled from behind, trying to set something up in front, and there's nobody there to set up. And DeLucia, slow to get up, and his teammates just pick him up so the officials don't stop the play and make him leave the field.
And third and very long here. You have to get this into a manageable position on fourth down. Or at least get into a more reasonable field goal range.
It's third down and about 20. DeLucia trying to keep the play alive, and now we'll scramble. 30, 25, 20, and pushed out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. And you could just see he was out of gas there and out at the 20, so picked up 12. And now fourth down and manageable at least. Fourth down and about 8.
They're keeping the offense out.
Well, from the 19, it would be a 36-yard field goal attempt, which would be a season long for Maiello. And so look for the touchdown here, or at least to pick up a first down. Ball at the 19-yard line. DeLucia to pass, waits, contact, two flags coming in around the 10-yard line, maybe holding before. Now they are going to call pass interference, so it's going to be half the distance from the 19.
I think that's the right call. That was pretty clearly.
Pass interference, defense number 3, half the distance to the goal. Penalty results in a first down.
So pass interference gives the Indians a new set of downs from the 19.
Timeout, Peters Township.
Peters is going to use a timeout. I think this is really to try to get some air into the lungs and some relief into the legs of their offensive player. So we'll take a timeout as well. 7:19 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township trailing 20-9, but knocking at the door when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Once again, we apologize that we do not have sound from the stadium, but we are about set up now for a first and goal at the Pine Richland 9-yard line. And we're not exactly sure exactly what happened, but all of a sudden we had no crowd noise, and we apologize for that. We're going to just bring the excitement, see what we can do. We'll do our very best. And I think I just texted the wrong person. Could be why the folks from the WPIL didn't answer me. Might have something to do with it, right?
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Yeah, but I'm not sure who I messaged. I realize now, so we're all good. But we're not good with the with the audio that we wanted to have, but we'll deal with it. First and goal at the Pine Richland 9-yard line, empty backfield. And the play whistled dead right at the snap.
Prior to the snap, timeout, Pine Richland.
Pine Richland uses the timeout with 7:19 remaining. I thought for a second that somebody realized they had shut us off, but no such luck. Referee Brendan O'Brien talking to us.
Yeah, John LaDon just didn't. His D-backs did not know who they were supposed to be on one of them.
So now Peters has one timeout. Pine Richland, who doesn't have a lot of interest in stopping the clock, has two timeouts remaining. 7:19 to play here in the fourth quarter. Peters Township, if the Indians come up short today, they're going to look late first half, and then the first 7 or 8 minutes of the second half is the reason why. Outscored 17-3 in that stretch, and that's how they're down. Went from up 6-3 to down 20-9. There's not been a crisp, clean game for the Indians in any category tonight.
Not at all.
First and goal at the Rams 9-yard line. DeLucia looks left, throws left. McCullough trying to get to it, and he is held up, and another flag flies in the end zone. Eli Wentz and Jay Timmons. It's going to be on Timmons. And this is going to be interference.
Defense,
so that should take
four.
The ball to about
half
the five.
To the goal. Replay first down.
And it is still first down.
Yeah, a little corner route coming out of the slot for McCullough. And just as he got out of his break, Timmons just grabbed him.
So first and goal inside the five. DeLucia stripped of the ball, falls on it. Just too much penetration all night long. And DeLucia fortunate to get to keep possession.
Yeah, and who else but Grant Piller?
He was shaken up earlier, had to get cramps out.
Piller has just punished the ball carrier in this game, especially on the options and when DeLucia's decided to hang on to the ball.
Second and goal at the 9, so wipe out that previous pass interference penalty. Ball thrown toward the end zone, incomplete. In the area was Jeremy Paletti, but that pass well off the mark. When the Pine Richland coaches, again, they're clear out to the numbers. And the officials just, and now referee Brendan O'Brien starts that way, but I will say this, that the tolerance of sideline violation by Pine Richland has been extreme tonight by this officiating crew.
John LaDon's been out to the numbers multiple times. You don't usually see that. Coaches get away with that.
Third and goal at the 9-yard line. DeLucia takes the snap. Little pump, shoulder shimmy, underthrown, too late, intercepted, near sideline. Tanner Cunningham running up the sideline. The Indians finally shove him out of bounds. But the second turnover of the night for Peters Township, the eighth interception thrown by DeLucia, and now Pine Richland in a place where they can just continue to chew up the clock.
Yeah.
16 play drive dies at the goal line on a ball thrown late and underthrown and floated there and picked off by Cunningham. That's his third interception of the year.
And that was a fake screen right there. I said maybe it would work out for him. Instead, with the too high look in the red area where the field's smaller, DeLucia just puts one up right for the picking. And now a lot of the Peters Township faithful are starting to file out.
First and 10, Pine Richland from the 28-yard line. Mac Miller going to lose yardage, taken down at about the 26. Loss of two on the play, but the Rams can chew the clock up. Even if they just as long as they stay in bounds, they can take about 2 minutes off the clock, leave Peters with less than 4 minutes to play, and down two scores. And if they move the chains, they can really chew it up here.
And Pine Richland, all they have to do really is take care of the football, and they will stay in good shape.
Second down and 12. Rams let the play clock wind down under five. Deep handoff, and Miller's ridden down at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Clock down to 5:30 and counting. Again, 40 seconds between plays. Indians have done a nice job on Mac Miller, 16 carries for 30 yards tonight, 69 yards rushing for Pine Richland on the evening. But the Indians have turned the ball over a couple of times, missed an opportunity to get another point on the PAT attempt after their only touchdown, and have given up a couple of big plays, and now they step toward the neutral zone, but there is no flag, and the play clock runs out.
It has to be a flag on someone there.
Yeah, I mean, there is the defensive back or defensive backfield coach is going to call the delay of game.
Offense.
The Rams were celebrating what they thought was offside by the left linebacker, but apparently did not get into the neutral zone, and they were celebrating, and then they ran out of time, took the delay penalty.
Well, lined up over there, one of the linemen did the quick flinch, though, to try to draw the flag. And so if that's not offsides, I don't know how that's not a false start.
Now, third down and 17 for the Rams, back at their own 21-yard line. And the clock turns. You get to... that's one where the rules ought to stop the clock. Fake by Strader, and he keeps it himself, gets to the 25-yard line, picks up four of the yards, but now we'll have to punt it away. Peters Township will use its final timeout. 4:10 to play in the ball game.
Please reset the game clock to 4 minutes, 12 seconds.
And they're going to put it back to 4:12.
Thank you.
Pine Richland 20, Peters Township 9. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Teams come back to the field very quickly. It was, they say on TV, 30-second timeout. So Peters cannot stop the clock again with a timeout call. Fourth down and 13 for Pine Richland. Grant Argiro to punt. Indians bring a bunch of people. Ogiero gets it out of there in a hurry, and the punt fielded back at the 34-yard line. Return up over the 40, and Peters Township will take over there. First and 10, Lucas Rost getting it and in hand and getting a return going, but 41-yard punt. I tell you what, nice job there by Ogiero to get it out of there and get some distance on it.
Yep, you can't afford a block right there, and Ogiero made sure of it. He got it out quick and still got good contact.
4 minutes and 3 seconds left in the opportunity for Peters Township to defend its WPIL championship. Indians down by 11, 20-9. Trailed 10-9 at the half, and I heard both coaches use this phrase. You know, we go in the locker room in a tight ball game and say, if they don't score, we can't lose. And that's what Pine Richland has done here in the second half. DeLucia pass across the middle. Ball incomplete, and now a deep flag holding, defensive holding is going to be the call. That ball may have been caught by Ross.
Yeah, they're calling it a catch.
And if that's a catch, the Indians are going to take the play.
I believe with the penalty, the clock still stops.
Now, officials still sorting this out. Get the
pass
word now.
Defense. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot results in a first down.
Well, the original indication was holding, but now we're going to get another defensive pass interference penalty. Third of the second half. And that's going to take the ball to the Pine Richland 42-yard line.
Oh,
blindside. Hit right in the middle of the back, and DeLucius crumbled.
He just got blown up by Josh Smith.
5'9", 195-pound rolling manhole cover.
That ball popped out, too, and it stayed with DeLucia. I mean, he just got popped from the blind side.
And the Indians just have not been sharp on the O-line in particular, unable to protect on screen plays. This loss back to the 49-yard line, a loss of 7. DeLucia on his feet, steps up, jump pass into the middle of the field, nobody home, incomplete.
Yeah, the internal clock of DeLucia just completely messed up with the pressure that's been put on him. Gets pressured up the gut again, once again by DeJarre Webb. It's just been a dominant effort by the defensive line of Pine Richland.
3:04 to play in the game. Just really an outstanding defensive effort tonight by Pine Richland, and they're that far away from another WPIL championship. DeLucia going to run with it, got off first contact, and scrambles to get inside the 40-yard line, but that's just going to set up fourth down and about 8.
Yeah, I mean, DeLucia's just getting hit every play. He's very slow and very slow to get up pretty much every play, too.
Now at the 39-yard line, it is fourth down. DeLucia rolls left, avoids one hit, can't avoid another one, going to get sacked, and the ball goes over on downs. And with 2:22 to play in the ball game, Pine Richland can just about run it out here after the sack.
Yep, and on that one, who else but Pillar along with Dustin Edwards.
And Pine Richland will take over at its own 45-yard line. And again, 2:22 to play. And Peters Township does not have a timeout. We went a little over 50 years between Washington County schools going back-to-back. Had a chance to do it within 10 hours. But that is not going to be the case, barring something really pretty spectacular and, from a Pine Ridgeland standpoint, a pretty monumental collapse. From the 45, first and 10, Mac Miller takes the handoff and tried to cut behind a pulling block, but ends up down at about the 43-yard line, a loss of two.
With how the clock's going to be, looks like there will probably be about 8 seconds on the clock whenever Pine Ridgeland would have to run a fourth down play.
Miller loses two. It's been a rough night for the junior running back who put up 200-plus last week, has just 28 yards on 17 carries tonight. Peters Township defense, with a couple of play exceptions, has done its job tonight, but the offense has really struggled. And now Miller breaks one off, 40, 35, and out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. And now a flag at the sideline. And if you're Pine Ridgeland, you want to make sure that your players stay cool because they're going to play next week. And officials do a great job to get there and get the Peters Township players off the Pine Ridgeland sideline and a long way off the sideline. Miller's run going to get one first down, and then the penalty almost certainly going to go the other way. Are going to go against Peters Township as well. Officials talk this over. The play is going to carry. What are they going to mark this to the 29-yard line, it looks like?
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, Pine Ridgeland number 7, 15-yard penalty from the dead ball spot. It'll be first and 10. That is number 7's first unsportsmanlike conduct.
And Mac Miller called for the unsportsmanlike conduct. So his 28-yard run to the 29-yard line, and now 15 yards going back the other way. But it will be first and 10.
Miller's got to watch. I mean, as he's getting called for a penalty, he starts waving to the Peters Township sideline. I mean, you're going to the state playoffs, you're going to win this WPIL championship. Just don't lose your mind and get thrown out in the process.
Well, yeah, and then you would miss the semi and the final should Pine even win it. You wouldn't be able to play in the state final for with that.
Have to keep your head.
28-yard run for Miller, but he gives 15 of it back with unsportsmanlike conduct. And kudos to John LaDawn, heads-up play there. Like, nope, we're just going to do this. And now it'll be a kneel down. And the final 80 seconds will be able to be run off the clock. And Pine Ridgeland is going to win their 7th WPIL championship. And how about this run? 17, 18, 20, 22, 24.
That's impressive. I mean, that's consistency right there. That's through many eras, many different classes of different kids.
Many classifications as well.
That's credit where it's due. That's just an incredible run for Pine Ridgeland.
And get the snap here and then kneel it down after the clock hits 40, and that's going to do it. The Pine Ridgeland Rams dominate the second half of the ball game, and really about a nine-minute period, late first half through middle of the second half, or middle of the third quarter, and that's how Pine Ridgeland is a seven-time WPIL champion, winning tonight by a score of 20-9. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field.
Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Welcome back to Acrisure Stadium. The Pine Richland Rams getting their WPIL championship trophy, seventh time, all of them from 2003 forward, 03, 2014, and back-to-back 2017 and 18, champions in 2020, the COVID year, 2022, and again here in 2024. Pine Richland will take on District 3 champion Bishop McDevitt next week in the semifinals.
Yeah, it was really a dominant performance. You have to give it up for the guys in the trenches, especially for Pine Richland. That's where they won this game. They just dominated Peters Township physically and played a cleaner game.
Indeed, and a more physical game.
Yep.
Indians at times today looked like they had been beat up coming in, and certainly got beat up tonight. Physical play advantage to the Pine Richland Rams tonight. Teams traded punts. They traded ball over on downs to start the ball game, and Pine Richland, from its own 4-yard line, dug out of a hole, couple of third down conversions, had it first and 10 at the Peters Township 14 after 10 plays, three running plays, stopped shy of moving the sticks, and Grant Argiro booted a 24-yard field goal. Pine Richland took a 3-0 lead, 7.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Peters Township answered quickly. An 80-yard, 5-play drive, 3 chunk pass plays, 20 yards to McCullough, 37 yards to McCullough, and 23 yards to Eli Prado for the touchdown. A bad snap on the PAT attempt left Peters Township's lead at 6-3 with 5:15 to play in the half. Again, the teams trade punts. Pine Richland takes over at its own 42-yard line, gives up 5 yards on a false start before the first snap. A 1-yard loss, an incomplete pass, a 3rd and 16, and a deep ball down on the deep post as Tanner Cunningham made the grab. Argiro's extra point gave Pine Richland a 10-6 lead, a margin the Rams eventually would not give up the rest of the way. Peters gets the ball with a minute 18 to play in the half, and they answer and get points, but can't pull even. They drive starts from their own 24. 12-yard pass play to McCullough moved the sticks. A personal foul roughing the passer penalty put the ball into Pine Richland territory. 14-yard pass to Paletti, and eventually a 12-yard throw to McCullough put the ball at the 17. But with the time running out, on comes Anthony Maiello. He boots a 29-yard field goal to set the halftime score, Pine Richland 10, Peters Township 9. And really the turning point, I think, in the ball game. Peters gets the ball to start the second half. They get a pass interference penalty and get it first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Nolan DeLucia on a run gets hit from behind. The ball comes out. Pine Richland recovers. 4 plays later, they get a 22-yard pass play to Jay Timmons and build the lead up to 8. Peters 3 and a punt. They lost yardage on that possession, punted the ball away, and Pine Richland starts in Peters territory, get a defensive pass interference, couple of short runs and an incomplete pass, and Grant Argiro boots a 47-yard field goal. Who knew at 4:57 to go in the third. That was going to be our final score, but it was Pine Richland 20, Peters Township 9. We'll check some numbers for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Total offense between these two. Pine Richland, 246, 93 yards rushing, 153 yards passing, 246 total. Peters Township, 74 yards rushing, 160 passing, 234 total. Within a dozen yards of each other, but the Indians just had to work so hard. Nothing came easy. A couple of easy plays for Pine Richland tonight. The 64-yard deep post pattern for the one touchdown, and then Timmons making a great play here at the goal line to get the other touchdown. And Pine Richland gets the win.
Yeah, I think the real change in what changed in the second half really was that I think DeLucia just didn't have as much energy to evade sacks anymore. He didn't get sacked once in the first half, but he was still under constant pressure. You get to the second half, and DeLucia gets taken down four times just a plethora of other hurries and quarterback hits and plays where he was able to scramble and still got, beat up a little bit. It was tough. And just dominance from the Pine Richland defensive line.
And you could see the physical effects a number of Peters Township players. Nick McCullough, from the get-go, did not look like he was near 100%. And it didn't take long, and Nolan DeLucia didn't look like he was near 100% as well. Individual numbers, DeLucia finishes with 62 yards rushing on 18 carries and unofficially 16 of 26 passing. Those numbers are not all that different from a year ago in the WPIO championship game, but it's going to be not nearly enough. I have, 16 of 26 for 160 yards passing tonight, officially about 10 yards shy of that, but I'm going to stick with my numbers for the moment. On the other side, Aaron Schrader through the air. Let me correct that. They do have same numbers as I do passing. Schrader, 7 of 13 for 147 and a couple of touchdowns on the night. Mac Miller finishes with 18 carries for 56 yards rushing. And again, total offense really pretty similar, Peters Township comes out on the wrong end of a 20-9 score. They didn't score in the second half last week and won 7-3. Didn't score in the second half tonight and come out on the short end of a 20-9 count. Indians season ends at 11-2. Loss in late September to Upper St. Clair 21-7, and the loss tonight here in the WPIO championship game to Pine Richland 20-9. The Rams have now won four in a row and head on to the state semifinals. They'll take an 11-1 record into that next round of PIAA playoffs.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Enjoy Thanksgiving week fun in Wheeling. Wednesday night, celebrate Thanksgiving Eve at Capitol Theater with the Party Gras Tour 2.0 featuring Bret Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Thanksgiving Day, be part of the first ever turkey trot, a 1K kids walk at 8:30 and a 5K run at 9 to benefit Wheeling Parks and Recreation. And the Ogilby Lodge is serving a traditional Thanksgiving dinner from noon till 4. Reservations required. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You know, oftentimes when we pick our player of the game, it's a guy that, you know, maybe throws for 153 yards and a couple of touchdowns in an 11-point win. Maybe a guy that throws for 160 yards or runs for 100 change or whatever. There, but started to go a little haywire, but I think I've got that back. A little haywire there. We've had a couple of those here tonight.
It's been interesting.
This was not a situation that the truck could have been doing or the production house couldn't have turned that off, but we'll stay right here. But many times it's those kind of guys on the offense that get the credit. But how about this? This is a guy that lived in the Peters Township backfield and wreaked havoc all night long. 4 unassisted tackles, 9 assists, 13 total, including a half sack and 2 tackles for loss. Our player of the game, Grant Piller, number 18. I think Nolan DeLucia is going to see that number for about a week and a half.
Yeah, Piller lived in the backfield. It was like he was shot out of a cannon with a perfect targeting system tonight. I mean, every time he was firing in back there, it was a good angle. There's some other stuff that won't appear on the stat sheet. Pressures, forcing, you know, DeLucia to flush out right, making his presence felt. He wasn't the only one, but he certainly was probably the biggest contributor to that today. Tremendous, tremendous performance for Piller.
And the 5, and he had a big part in those 5 completed screen passes for negative yardage. And that situation led to the interception that really sealed the win for Pine Ridgeland.
Yep.
Grant Piller, not a giant, 5'10", 175-pound junior linebacker, our player of the game. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. The WPIL 5A Championship game on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Peters Township. FagansSupply.com. By Nick Giganis, your Allstate Insurance Agency in McMurray. by Bud Bear GMC, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tomorrow, it's an NFL tripleheader here on WJPA AM, starting at 12:30 with the Vikings and Bears, followed by Arizona in Seattle. Then the Eagles and Rams meet on Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Action features the Ravens and Chargers on WJPA AM. Next weekend, our high school football coverage will include PIAA semifinals for the Fort Cherry Rangers and the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars here on the WJPA Sports Network. Our thanks to head coaches John LaDon and TJ Plack, to Vince Sortino, Ethan Woy, and the rest of the executive staff, and to the entire crew here at Acura Shore Stadium in Pittsburgh. From our partner Jack Sacco, our colleague Bruce Sokolik, and Bill Chapo, producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score in the WPAIL 5A Championship, Pine Richland 20, Peters Township 9. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.